Yeah. He might be confused and wrong as far as Europe is concerned, but he's a very, very nice man. Speaking of which...
Yeah.
Is that a Christmas jumper?
No, what this is Gateway Knitwear.
It's a nice piece.
So it's not got a Christmas shape on it. It's not got the elf or the Rudolph or the snowman.
It's multicultural.
But it's sort of, I guess it's kind of, it's festively themed without being overt.
And I like the brown buttons as well.
With it's good, isn't it?
No, that is.
It's smart. It's a nice style.
Now that is British, isn't it?
That's British.
It's very British.
And it's got his porridge. Is it porridge?
It's soup, but nice soup. But, but
that's not very British. Porridge is more British.
Hang on, you're not going to eat that during the show.
I'm going to eat it during my first link.
Are you?
No.
Why? What sort of porridge is it?
It's soup.
It's warm.
Yeah.
It's all right. I'm not going to nick it. Don't worry.
You might.
I'll have to put my glasses back on to read. It smells quite nice.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah.
Did you make this?
What does it look like?
No, it looks like somebody called Prep made it.
That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah.
So, So it's got sort of fruit on it.
Well, no.
It actually... Oh, it does
There you go.
Fruity soup.
It's chicken, broccoli and... brown rice.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's not very British, is it? No, you won't like that.
That's fairly healthy.
Your friend Nigel would object to that straight away.
No, I don't think he would, actually.
He likes a curry.
No, he likes a curry.
Like the next man.
He's got fairly...
Eclectic taste.
Eclectic taste as far as eating is concerned. He likes food from all over the world.
Elephant beer.
Okay, well, I'm being told we've got to go.
What do you mean we were just coming for his hand? What's happening on the show?
Some stuff. We're talking about the Ethiopian Spice Girls.
Yeah, I've heard about it. We've paid for them.
Yeah, exactly.
We've paid for them.
So I'm going to be seeing if it's worth the money by playing their song.
Well,
good. Well, we might as well. I'd rather we paid for that than the cluster bombs going off in various parts.
Exactly right.
So we've tried. You might actually. We've tried to write an oath, the British oath. We haven't got very far.
You'll be good at that sort of.
Yeah,
thing.
you could do that.
What have you got so far?
Carry on films. I swear to life.
Well, hang on. Do you want to just do it? Stand up in the.
Or you have a fist pump in a sort of stance of a teapot, and you say, "I swear it." And then the things we've got are Carry On Films, tea, fish and chips, curry, the Queen, football, gardens
specifically.
Yeah, I mean, that's it.
Monty Don.
Yes,
I don't know.
I mean, and just add to that and then swear allegiance to it,
fine.
And we'll all be all right.
All right.
Street parties.
Yeah. Oh, we got to go. We really got to go.
No, we got to go.
Right. Being late is also British,
being late,
of course.
Yeah,
so that's fine.
Yeah, John's next.
We've got Christmas all wrapped up.
You will not be getting a tattoo for Christmas.
Yeah. Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
With Jet2 Holidays, you get the real package. Flight, 2 to 5-star hotel, transfers, rep service, and a huge 22 kilograms of baggage. Fly to 58 sunny destinations like the Costas, Balearics, Canaries, Croatia, Madeira, and the Greek islands. And new for summer 17, you can fly from London, Stansted, and Birmingham. Book now with just a £60 deposit. Jet2 Holidays, package holidays you can trust. At all protected. Normal conditions apply.
Avoid the last-minute Christmas panic with great Vodafone deals on tablets, smartphones and SIMs. All with our network satisfaction guarantee. Come in store today or visit us online. Offer ends 21st December 2016. We've got you covered this Christmas on our even bigger and better network. Vodafone. Power to you.
Terms and exclusions apply. Increased geographical and population coverage from March 2015 to March 2016. Coverage may vary. For details, see vodafone.co.uk/NSG.
A wise old elf once said,
"There is no perfect gift, only a gift perfect for someone."
Which is why, at Not On The High Street, we have gifts for gardeners, presents for perfectionists, and stocking-sized somethings for children across the land. And yes, you can still get gifts, or vouchers for gifts, lovingly made by our 5,000 partners, I mean elves, at notonthehighstreet.com in time for Christmas. Just remember to order before the 22nd of December.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Yes, it is Talk Radio. And I am here in this chair, John Holmes. It's 1 o'clock. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Home Nation's fined over poppies, 101-year-old jailed for child sex attacks, and a huge opening weekend for Rogue One.
Talk Radio.
FIFA has fined England, Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland for defying a ban on poppies during matches around Armistice Day. The FA will have to pay out the most, £35,000. Former West Ham boss Harry Redknapp has told our sister station TalkSport he disagrees with the decision.
we wear our poppies with pride in this country, don't we? We buy a poppy. All those people that, you know, over the years and years and years and have put their lives on the line and lost their lives for fighting for the freedom of this country, and that is beyond belief. I'd refuse to pay it.
3,500 Crown Post Office workers have joined a wave of pre-Christmas strikes. They're taking industrial action over jobs, pensions and branch closures. Southern Rail workers are also striking, with air passengers facing potential disruption too this week. Terry Pullinger is from the TUC Union.
I think it's been the year of discontent. If you consider the Brexit vote, and if you consider Trump in America, it's even Theresa May, when she got her job, unelected, but when she got her job, the first thing she stood up and said is ordinary working people are being ignored and we've got to do more for them.
In the last few minutes, Weetabix workers have announced a strike in the new year in a row over shift patterns. A judge has told a 101-year-old paedophile he's shown no remorse whatsoever as he was jailed for 13 years. Ralph Clark from Birmingham is believed to be the oldest person ever convicted by a jury in Britain. A court heard the centenarian bribed his young victims with money for sweets before sexually abusing them. 47 children who were trapped in an orphanage in eastern Aleppo in Syria have been moved out of the city. UNICEF says some are critically ill from injuries and dehydration. Thousands of civilians have been allowed to leave the city as a fragile ceasefire resumed. And more than £232 million worth of tickets have been sold for the new Star Wars film on its opening weekend. It's the 12th biggest global movie opening of all time. Rogue One, which was released here on Thursday, stars Felicity Jones and Diego Luna as rebels who want to steal plans for the Death Star.
Talk Radio National Weather.
John, the weather. It's called Victoria.
Thanks, John.
Welcome.
Are you eating when you're singing?
It's a little
bit
of soup.
Disgusting.
Well, is it?
Yes, no one wants to hear you speak, let alone sing with your mouth full.
Did you... welcome back, by the way.
Thanks.
Because you weren't here on Friday.
No.
Because it was the morning after the Christmas party, wasn't it?
Well, I booked that day off in advance.
It's a good job as well, isn't it? What time did you get up?
7 p.m.
How much did you vomit?
I don't want to say.
Okay. Trying to do the weather?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Victoria with the weather.
Any fog clearing to leave a dull and cloudy day with outbreaks of rain. Brighter in the northwest, highs of 10 degrees.
Yep.
How are you after the party?
Absolutely fine.
Okay.
Good. Right, so we've got a programme to do. It's a Monday one. We bring you things and other things that are going to be on it. I'll be more specific in the forthcoming show menu. But first of all, here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
There's one game in the Premier League this evening as Everton take on Liverpool in the Merseyside derby at Goodison Park. Liverpool can move to within 6 points of leaders Chelsea with a victory. Last time out, the Reds played their rivals. They beat them 4-0 at Anfield. And boss Jurgen Klopp knows how much this game means to the fans.
Very, 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 very big game. The good thing around the derby, I don't have to say a lot because everybody knows what it is. For me, it's pretty special because my first time at Goodison Park. It will be a real battle.
England's cricketers have endured a humiliating fourth day of the final test of their series with India in Chennai. The hosts declared their first innings on 759 for 7, the highest score any side has ever posted against England. Alistair Cook's side were 12 without loss at stumps in their second innings. Finally, 16-time world champion Phil Taylor has progressed into the second round of the PDC World Darts Championship after a 3-0 defeat of David Platt at Alexandra Palace. Two-time winner Adrian Lewis is among those in action this evening. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
Could have some darts news in there. Whatever happened to Eric Bristow? You don't hear anything about him anymore, do you? Oh, nice. Right, OK, 1:05. This is Talk Radio, and now, well, Marta's going to press something that'll get us out of this.
Talk Radio.
Make Christmas dinner special with Lidl. We've got fresh British Birchwood whole turkeys, just £3.99 per kilo. And fresh British Birchwood turkey crowns, only £6.49 per kilo. Perfect for the main event and the leftover sandwiches. Our whole turkey range in stores now. Every little thing for Christmas. Subject to availability, selected stores excludes NI.
Call straight to air for the last 15 minutes of the week, and then Talk Radio shuts down and it doesn't start again until Monday at 1 o'clock when John Holmes comes on.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Welcome indeed. You are listening to Simon Mayo introducing his children's book.
The third book, which was an uncompleted half.
This was the one where he went to America.
Yes, that's correct.
But my wife and I are due to go to her work's Christmas party tonight, John, in the studio. I move like Jagger. Yes.
Yeah?
Read one out.
Okay.
That's broadcast. I thought she was a topless model.
You're such a good dancer, John.
I know. Well, I'm glad we've intruded and ruined that for you. This year's Christmas number one single further outraged the Saudi Arabian government.
A popular News in Haikus feature.
She's through the
miserable window!
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts. This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a bomb.
Talk radio.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am about to get on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
Hello then. Good afternoon to you. And welcome along. It is Monday, the pre-Christmas week of December, and good news! If you found your commute into work on your, any travel plans you had today, in fact, disrupted by fog this morning. We're just hearing breaking news. The fog has announced that it is going on strike. Along with seemingly most of the rest of the UK, the latest, have you heard in the news, is people that work for Weetabix. Trains, post office, Weetabix and so forth. The fog has said it will walk out of the sky this week in a row over conditions, which are poor. There's been a ballot of condensed water droplets, which is what fog is made of. And that saw the vote to strike, meaning that airports could be clear from fog over the next few days. And that's just in time for all the workers there to go on strike themselves. So that's good news. Hello then, it's Talk Radio. In the afternoons, between 1 and 4 of what I'm going to term the clock. I'm John Holmes. Yeah. And if you're new to whatever this is in the afternoons on Talk Radio, to be honest, we've been doing this since about March, we're still none the wiser. Then why not think of it, if it helps, and you know how we like to help, if it helps, why not think of it as the radio equivalent of those prison riots in Birmingham at the weekend? In that it's kind of, well, it's not violent exactly, but it is sort of disruptive. I mean, I've already thrown an advert down the stairs and set fire to the news. The advert I threw over the balcony. It was the one for Selco, by the way, where the trade go. Remember that? Well, I'll tell you where it's gone. It's gone over the balcony, and I've set it on fire. We've locked ourselves in the studio. We are keeping the Talk Radio screws at bay with burning mattresses. So before they barge in and subduers with batons made of Ofcom regulations, here's what we're slopping out all over your wireless between now and lockdown. Headline hijacks on the way, of course. The rules of headline hijack are very, very, very simple. All you have to do is rush the news guards with a shank made of a homemade bulletin. The object being to get your fib, fabrication or fake into the 2pm news where it will come out of Victoria's mouth. That's this mouth.
This mouth.
Masquerading, and at least today it's not full of vomit like it was on Friday.
Stop
after
it.
The party.
Let's right, stop fine, talking okay. about that.
Okay,
Let's
fine.
Stop
all
it.
All right, that's fine. 8722 is the number.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
We'll also throw open the doors to the Talk Radio in the afternoon's Tupperware Hall of Despair. That is the Lonely Lunch Club, of course. If you're lunching alone, you're a lonely what lunch, join us and very much allow us to make your lunchtime fewer lonely. What's more, you could be on the receiving end of a re-giftable prize, a souvenir from your time spent on the radio with us. And yes, they are poor quality prizes. It's the sort of thing you'd find if you went to a cheap grotto and sat on Santa's lap and he just fobbed you off with some tat. It's kind of that. Now, we've got work experience punditry today, isn't it? That will come from work experience Sophie, who, with her work experience hands, is lobbing a Christmas load of television at us. There's a diversity paper review today, isn't it? I think Charlie's in today. Charlie's Brown. Charlie Brown. And he's going to be reviewing the papers. He's one of our diversity. There's the big debate at 3 o'clock, of course. The news in haikus, the day's big stories viewed through the prism of Japanese poetry. And as it is the beginning of Christmas week, pre-Christmas week, we are going to bring you today live on the radio a Christmas choir. Yes, that's right. The year's news rounded up in Christmas carol form, live in the studio by a choir, or at least as many of a choir as we can fit into this, basically what is a crap cupboard. Plus today, here's a treat for, you know, no one in particular, the mystery quiz, the Monday mystery quiz is back. Remember that? Yes, I know. Today, mystery voice quiz, a festive mystery voice quiz. If you can guess the mystery voice on Talk Radio later, you could win £5,000.
£5,000 is not available.
£5,000 up for grabs.
£5,000 not up for grabs. And down for grabs, not available.
Who couldn't do with that in time for Christmas? How helpful would £5,000 be if you won it today?
It doesn't really matter because you're not going to win it.
On Talk Radio in the Mystery Voice Quiz where you can win £5,000.
No, you definitely can't.
Ginger Dave is producing. He's back.
Hello.
He's producing, aren't you?
Hiya.
What's it? The students have broken up for the holidays. So there literally is no point in Dave hanging around the halls of residence with his mistletoe anymore. I say mistletoe, I mean spiked drinks. As broadcast is through the glass. She's through the
miserable window.
That's the noise. The noise her arm makes when it moves.
Yep.
Imagine going out with her. Listen to that. dear. She's like... You all right?
No.
Are you still ill? Really? I mean, this has been a week now.
It's been about 12 days. Oh, yeah.
She's like a cheery Rudolph. But with bitterness instead of a red nose. Marta's on the buttons. Hello, Marta.
Hello.
Hello there. Victoria's on the news.
I am.
She's back.
I am.
After Friday.
Yeah.
She wasn't well. Paddington Cornelius is here as well.
Hi, everyone.
Christmas jumper today. Haven't you gone full Christmas jumper?
Yeah, I found
today?
It in my cupboard, yeah. And I forgot I owned it, so I wore it, and yeah. It's nice and warm.
Okay, fine. So, you know, things and stuff coming on the programme between now and when we stop. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes. And, of course, there's a big story we need to be talking about because we're the Talk Radio and that is what we do. And we need to talk about today's big story, but to get us into it, why not have some music?
Peace and mercy to all men. We're gonna get boozed up again. Amber nectar, pub messiahs. Roast our nuts on open fires. To find three wise men, you definitely won't find a virgin. It ain't my round, so I'll be cheering. I believe in Christmas, what do you believe in? Mine is yours and yours is mine. Christ. Here's the Spice Girls merchandise. Got Christmas spirit without a doubt. I rob Santa while he's out. I don't care if lords are leaping. I'll take a gap to the back while they are sleeping. I'll make sure that they won't be breathing. I believe in Christmas. What you believe in? Mine is yours and yours is mine.
That's Robbie Williams on the radio. Robbie Williams, stop it now. On talk radio. Why would I be playing Robbie Williams, though, on a talk radio station? Why would we stop doing Manamana? Why would I be doing that? It's music, and it's a talk radio station. It doesn't make any kind of sense. It doesn't make any sense. And that's, of course, his song Walk This Sleigh. But I'll tell you why I'm playing it, because it links to today's big story. Who wants a guess as to what today's big story is that links to? That's how we do it, you see. It's production colour. You play a music, and it links to a story, and thus enables the programme to flow.
Is the big story that I watched The Muppet Christmas Carol last night for the first time of the year.
No, Dave.
That's kicking off officially my festive season.
It's definitely Muppet related.
Yes, definitely.
Dave, as he looks like Fozzie Bear.
Yep.
But obviously,
after a bad accident.
Yeah, all the students have gone home for Christmas. Yeah.
Don't you start.
So now he's not. Don't you start. He's not buying.
Yeah.
You do look like.
Would you like to be named on the lawsuit that I'm preparing John for Christmas? That's my Christmas present to John.
Oh, what year are you in? Wagga wagga.
Anyway, the idea of Dave saying wagga wagga at a student is not something I wish to dwell on. So, who wants to find out what big story it is? It's today's big story, of course.
Is it Christmas?
Today's big story.
I've never heard that song.
Have you not?
No, it's crap.
It is crap.
Well, that is a fair point, but that's...
I would have tuned off.
Mm. Well, anyway, it's Robbie Williams and Walk This Sleigh, and it links to today's big story. Come on!
Walk This Sleigh. Run DMC and Aerosmith.
No.
Robbie Williams.
No.
He's got a new track out.
No, it's a big story. It's in the walking. News, on the front page of one
is
of the...
Is it about walking?
No, it's on the front page of one of today's papers. That is the story we're tackling.
Andy Murray won Sports Personality of the Year.
Which is ironic.
Walking.
No.
You have to walk to a tennis court.
No.
To play tennis.
No, I'll tell you what it is. Right?
Yes.
It's to do with the front page of today's Daily Mail, which says that Britain's foreign aid has paid for the Ethiopian Spice Girls.
Right.
So apparently there is a girl band, an Ethiopian girl band, which is part of a project that we're funding, according to the Mail, that means that we've spent £5.2 million on a girl band in Ethiopia as part to build up their global brand. That is the story on the front of the Mail. Is it true? Is all as it appears? We will get to the bottom of it. That is why I chose to play Robbie Williams.
What's that got to do with Robbie Williams?
Well, because there was a line in the song. Like this. It goes like this.
Happy birthday, Jesus Christ. Here's the Spice Girls merchandise.
Spice mentions the Spice Girls, doesn't he? So that links into the big song, links into the big story, which is about the Ethiopian Spice Girls.
Why didn't you just play the Spice Girls?
Oh, I didn't think of that. Ask Broadcast is through the glass. She is through the...
Miserable window.
What?
Could you book us a guest, please? I want to talk about foreign aid, Britain's foreign aid, going to African countries and whether or not it's funding warlords or worse, Spice Girls type bands.
We'll get a Spice Girl.
Yes.
You want a Spice Girl?
Yes.
Victoria Beckham, please.
Okay.
Fine. It's 20 past one and we'll talk to a Spice Girl next on Talk Radio.
Well, which ones are yours and which ones are mine?
Christmas on Talk Radio.
This one's mine, and this one's mine, and
they're all yours.
We'll get you talking.
The Argos to the Rescue event is now on. There's still time to get the top gifts for Christmas and get them delivered to you today with fast track same day delivery. Go Argos. Event ends 24th of December. Conditions apply. Order by 6 p.m. 90% UK coverage.
Divorce. It threatens the things you've worked hard for in more ways than you can imagine. Your home, savings, pension, and most of all, your relationship with your children. Don't let divorce cost you any more than it has to. Cordell & Cordell, one of America's largest divorce law firms now in the UK, is dedicated to helping men in matters relating to divorce. Call now on 0330 6060 161 or visit cordellcordell.co.uk, office in central London, a partner men can count on.
The festive season is almost here. And if you know someone who's driving home for Christmas, make sure there are more than just wrong turns and arguments over who left the snacks at home by giving them the gift of digital radio in their car. They'll be able to listen to all their favourite stations, plus loads of extra digital stations. It's easy to listen to digital radio through an existing car radio. Just buy them an easy fit adapter and they're good to go. And if you're buying a car radio or adapter, look for the digital tick. It means you get all your available stations.
To find
find out how to get the gift of in-car digital radio, visit your local car dealer, car accessory retailer or Halfords.
If you love radio, go digital.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M1 in West Yorkshire is heavy both ways around junction 42 for Lofthouse and the M62. The barriers are being repaired, so the outside lane closed in both directions. Greater Manchester's eastbound M62 busy past a breakdown near junction 19 for Haywood. The accident on the M56 in Cheshire has been cleared, and the westbound queues around junction 9 for the Lim interchange have gone. In the Spark Hill area of Birmingham, the A34 Stratford Road is currently closed both ways near to Spark Hill Park after an incident, and Somerset's M5 busy around Bridgewater North at junction 23 because of roadworks. I'm Gerina Adams.
Cheese. Cheese board cheese, after dinner cheese, cheese with wine, cheese with port, soft cheese, hard cheese, strong cheese. Ooh, never had that cheese. Cheese for crackers, give me some of that cheese. And cheese.
Make a Christmas cheese board with our Stilton French Brie and irresistible mature cheddar. £2 for £4 at your local co-op. 300 to 340 grams varieties are stocked. Participating stores only, subject to availability, ends 3rd of January.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Delaney, live at Drive. Get the full service and parts experience with essential debate, big name guests and a truckload of topical emissions.
Traffic stopping, drive time entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delicious, de-groovy, de-lovely, Delaney.
Stop, look, listen to Sam Delaney.
Get involved.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon then. Yes, it is Talk Radio and I am John Holmes. Let us speak of today's big story. So if your eyes inadvertently strayed towards the Daily Mail's front page today, you'll notice that you and I, the humble UK taxpayer, are to be practically agog with horror at the news that we are funding the Ethiopian Spice Girls. There may not be snow in Africa this Christmas time, but the greatest gift they now have isn't life, but a five-piece girl group called Yegna. £5.2 million have gone to fund Yegna's, quote, brand and media platform. Which is a far cry from 30 years ago when all that we saw of Ethiopia was hungry children in the sand and Bob Geldof's sad face. But now, girl bands. So the question is, of course, is this a good or a bad thing? Well, the Daily Mail, of course, would have you believe it's a bad thing, the turnaround in a country thanks to foreign aid. I mean, they say it's, you know, foreign aid promoting is bad if it's promoting, well, if I'm honest, this. Yes, that's Yegma. I mean, it's not exactly two become one, is it? On the line, we should have, if Cass has done her job properly, we should have now, to talk about the Ethiopian Spice Girls, one of the Spice Girls. I think we're expecting Victoria Beckham, Cass, is that right? Victoria Beckham on the line?
Yeah, you were expecting Victoria Beckham
yes,
on the line.
Yes, that's right.
She's not on the line.
Right.
I got you somebody back, though.
Emma Bunton.
No, this person is not a Spice Girl.
Right.
It's John Rentel.
Who?
He's the chief political editor for The Independent on Sunday.
To talk about foreign aid?
Yeah.
Not Victoria Beckham?
No, I don't think she'd know a lot about it.
That's a fair point, isn't it?
Yeah. All right, let's roll with it. On the line then, to separate the news wheat from the Daily Mail chaff, is John Rentel. He's the chief political commentator for The Independent on Sunday. John, my question to you, welcome to Talk Radio, by the way. Question, of course, are we funding the Ethiopian Spice Girls, or is it, given the Mail, you know, there's more to this story?
Well, no, the mail's never complete nonsense. There's always a grain of truth in there, and I don't know the full ins and outs of the story, but, you know, plainly we have given money to an Ethiopian project, which includes some pop stars being encouraged in a sort of X Factor type way.
Yes.
to make their fame and fortune. I mean, you know, that may or may not be a good idea, and I'm not quite clear how much of the large sums of money that have been splashed around are actually are going to individuals.
Well, it seems here, according to this, so I think the figures are Ethiopia's got the single largest amount on the African continent of foreign aid from the UK, $334 million. $5.2 million of that are funding Ethiopia's Spice Girls, which, by the way, in case you're not up to speed on your Ethiopian pop, John, I can tell you are called Yegna.
That's right. Yes. Now I've seen it, something to do with Yegna.
Yeah.
And it's something to do with a girl hub Ethiopia is the actual project.
That's right.
Sponsored.
So it's not
so
quite
I don't think
what
it
we
all
think.
Goes
yeah.
to Yegna. But it's not entirely clear to me where it does all go.
Yes, so apparently it's a girl hub, which is encouraging empowerment amongst women. You know, there's a lot of problems, as we know, on the African continent for women. Teenage pregnancy rates are high. FGM you've got, of course. And it's all to do with funding, you know, women's rights and their standing in society and everything else. But obviously, the mail have gone with the Ethiopian Spice Girls.
Yeah. Well, it's journalism, isn't it? I mean, in a way, I mean, this is all a good thing because I mean, it probably is sensible to subject our foreign aid spending to greater scrutiny. So, if we can get to the bottom of this and whether it's worthwhile money being spent or not, then that's all to the good. I'm afraid I haven't yet, you know, established in my own mind whether it's, you know, whether this is money wasted or whether it's actually all going on a good cause
well,
that would actually empower women across Ethiopia.
Well, we did just play a clip of the single, so I think, you know, you could argue that, well, as I said, it's not exactly two become one. we look at a wider picture in all this, of course. There's all those, we hear this from time to time, the rumours of foreign aid money going to, everyone says, oh, it goes to the African warlords, it doesn't make it to where it's supposed to go. Is there any truth in any of that?
Well, yeah, no, I mean, I fear there probably is. And I think, you know, we've seen the Daily Mail and the Mail on Sunday running quite a boisterous campaign against the foreign aid budget. And, you know, there are certainly examples of the bosses of charities who take some of this money, who pay themselves extremely well. And, you know, it makes sense to put pressure on them, and it makes sense to, you know, force these people to justify the large sums of money that we spend on them. I mean, there is definitely a feeling around, and I suspect it probably is partly justified, that in order to reach the 0.7% of GDP target for foreign aid spending, you know, some of the controls that you would expect there have been relaxed.
Yeah, I think that's kind of part of the story, and there's, I mean, the who's the guy from I lost his name here, but the guy who from the chief executive of the Taxpayers Alliance, this is John O'Connell, of course, saying,
yeah.
You know, he's saying it's crucial that foreign aid is used properly. That means focusing it to the world's poorest, and it just makes you wonder now. Ethiopia, of course, was the, you know, 30 years ago, you know, there was Bob Geldof. You know, and stealing all of the credit for the work that Majura had done.
Yeah,
and now we're 30 years on, and now we're not talking about children, you know, in the sand. There, we're talking about girl bands, and that means the country has come on. But I guess it's come on, and not certainly no. You know, there's work still needs to be done. But I guess it shows that foreign aid does work, does it?
Well, it shows that progress has been made. Now, whether that was down to foreign aid or not is not entirely clear. I mean, certainly the early stages of band aid in Ethiopia may have been a bit naive and unfocused. But I think, you know, I think we have a better understanding now of what kind of aid can actually help, but I think some aid is actually useful and does have a lasting beneficial effect. So I wouldn't buy into the idea from this mail campaign that, you know, the foreign aid budget is all wasted. I think that's wrong. But I think we do have to scrutinise it more carefully.
Do they have a point, though, when they say that in this country, we heard this last week, of course, that council tax was going to go up by 6%. This is to fund social care in this country. And is there a case to answer to go, well, look, do we need to redirect it and take a home issues, get our you know, own affairs in place before we start giving it over there.
Yeah, well, I thought Theresa May defended her corner on that rather well. I mean, she said, you know, yes, of course we got problems at home, but you know, they do pale by comparison with the problems faced in many of these developing countries.
Yeah.
And you know, we are a rich country, and although yes, of course, you know, there are stresses and strains on the National Health Service and the social care system, but a country as rich as ours ought to be able to afford 0.7% of its income to promote development elsewhere.
Do you think we can expect a future now where, because you know, I'm all for Yegner's success. Now, if we're paying for it, as the Daily Mail seems to say we are, then I want them to be a success, and perhaps we get some of the royalties back from their records. But can we expect a future if they're going to follow the Spice Girls model? You know, one of them will get pregnant by Eddie Murphy. another one will present a Heart FM breakfast show with Jamie Theakston. One will have a face like a slapped arse for the rest of her life. And another one hasn't done much else at all, but does have a small yappy dog in a bag.
Almost certainly. But, I mean, I'm not an expert on world music, but there is a lot of good music coming out of Africa at the moment, I am told, not least by my former colleague Ian Birrell, who has been writing some of these stories for the Mail on Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's, you know, he's not completely opposed to international aid in principle. He just thinks that, you know, these excesses ought to be curbed, and we ought to be more careful about how we spend the money.
Yeah, plus he's got writing for the Mail, so there's an agenda right there. final question for you, John. Which is worse, is it African warlords or the Spice Girls?
Definitely African warlords. I didn't actually hear the single, the Yegner music.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it's fine compared with people who go around chopping people's arms off.
Yeah, you say that, but it is an atrocity. Anyway, John Rentall, thank you so much indeed for talking to us and enlightening us in many ways. Chief political commentator for The Independent on Sunday. And now, do you have a thought on today's big story? Which is worse, warlords or Spice Girls? Whatever you want to react it in this direction. 87222.
Start message of the word talk.
That's right. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Site message with anywhere you like.
You listen to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
And now it's time for the news with Victoria, just after 1:30.
Thanks, John. Football's world governing body has fined England and Scotland for wearing poppies on their kit during a match at Wembley last month. Wales will also have to pay out £15,000, and Northern Ireland have been fined £12,000 for similar issues over the symbols display at their games. More workers have announced they're going on strike. Members of the Usdaw union, who work at the cereal company Weetabix, have announced they'll walk out in a row over shift patterns in the new year. Meanwhile, thousands of post office workers have joined a wave of pre-Christmas strikes. They're taking action at 300 branches in a row about jobs, although the company says fewer than 50 are closed. Southern train conductors have also walked out. Their dispute about driver-only trains has led to calls for a ban on rail strikes, which Conservative MP Crispin Blunt says shouldn't be ruled out.
It's a vital public service. It's holding 300,000 commuters hostage. The quality of life, the impact on the people I represent, has been huge. And it's simply not fair around this, what is frankly a fairly trivial issue.
The Defence Secretary is expected to confirm later that British-made cluster bombs have been used by Saudi Arabian-led forces in the war in Yemen. The UK signed a treaty in 2010 banning their use because they can explode indiscriminately and risk civilian lives. A 101-year-old man thought to be the oldest person ever convicted in a UK court has been given a 13-year jail term. Ralph Clark from Birmingham carried out a string of historical sex offences against children. And Sylvester Stallone says he's flattered by reports Donald Trump was thinking of offering him a job, but he's not interested. In a statement, the Rocky star says he'd prefer to help military veterans. Last week, it was reported the actor had been approached about a possible top arts-related position in the president-elect's administration. The weather, fog clearing to leave a dull and cloudy day with outbreaks of rain. Brighter, though, in the northwest with highs of 10 degrees. There's more in 24 minutes.
Yes, Victoria, there is more in 24 minutes, isn't there?
Yes.
Yes. And that will, of course, contain today's headline hijack, which will be a made-up news story made up by you. Not you, Victoria, but you there. And it will come out of Victoria's mouth.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, that mouth there that Victoria has, she's the owner-operator of that mouth.
This mouth?
Yes. And on Friday, it had vomit coming out of it after the Christmas.
Stop it!
Was it all day or...
No. I got to the bile stage, if you really want to know. Oh. That went on for a few hours. Oh. And then I managed to sleep till 7 p.m.
Oh. Such a catch.
I know.
So that's that's a thing. So in 24 minutes, your made-up news story will come out of Victoria. There was also the small matter of bonus news in 1 hour's time, Victoria. But now it's Christmas week, so... normally, as you know, your bonus news contains animal news, vegetables or mineral news.
That's right.
But each one of those needs to be festively themed this week.
Okay.
So today, it's Christmas animal news.
That sounds like fun.
I cannot wait.
I can't wait for Christmas mineral news.
Yeah.
It's going to be gold. Yeah. Anyway, that's to come in a bit of time. Now then, Dave, just move your head slightly to... Keep going. Dave, you're sitting in the way. Slightly to... I can't see Marta through the glass. Okay. I need to wave at her so she can press a button.
Okay, slick.
Do it now.
There it is.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Maximise your morning mojo.
I beg your pardon.
And get turned on to the new Fearless Breakfast Show that can't keep its mouth shut.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio. The big news station for the whole of the UK, you lucky people.
Supercharged radio that demands a reaction.
Plug in to Paul Ross and make your morning hum.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Tomorrow morning. From 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, yes, there's a small matter of today's big story as well before we get into the headline hijack nonsense, because your reactions have been coming in. Today's big story, the Daily Mail say that we are funding the Ethiopian Spice Girls. That's the gist of it. It's a wider project, of course. As we were hearing there, talking to John Rental from the Independent on Sunday, it's actually a much wider project about empowering women in African states, specifically Ethiopia, where the problems with teenage pregnancy... female genital mutilation. Of course, all of these worthy projects are getting money from UK aid. But no, the Mail have decided it's to fund the Ethiopian Spice Girls. One of them, by the way, these are their characters, a tomboy. One of them is a dependable one. One is a genius. One is a spoiled brat. And one is a mysterious character. I can't help but think they haven't rounded them out as well as the Spice Girl did with theirs. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I mean, you can't tell...
That feels like the first draft to go right. One should be like a mysterious character.
Yeah.
I mean, one should be a bit of a tomboy.
Tomboy?
One should be a bit more dependable.
Yeah.
And then someone's just printed that memo and sent it off to be put on the T-shirt.
I mean, Tomboy Spice was Mel C, essentially. So that's fine. Yeah. Mysterious character Spice. I mean, that's not... At least they chose attributes from them. Emma Bunton couldn't speak properly and would just giggle.
Yeah.
And she used to breastfeed.
Yeah.
So baby. She was Baby Spice,
Victoria
obviously.
Victoria Beckham was a Peterborough United fan, obviously. That's posh.
Yeah.
It's a football joke.
I don't get it. And Ginger Spice, well, you know, like you, Dave.
Yeah.
You know. And who was the other one? Oh,
Scary.
That's Dave again.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Interesting. All right, anyway, Cass.
Oh, yeah.
Cass Spice.
Which one am I?
Idiot Spice.
That's not one.
You are Baby Spice, intellectually speaking.
Wonky Eye Spice. Cornelius there with his lunch. Anyway, some of your reactions... He disappeared for like 20 minutes. He's just come back with a
full
lunch.
You know what?
I had to go and use the microwave
I had
downstairs.
To use the microwave downstairs because Catherine, who I think works at TalkSport, for 7 minutes she must have been heating that soup. Who heats soup for 7 minutes?
Right, Josh Whittaker.
Bit of behind-the-scenes action there.
Unbelievable.
What have you got? Not interested. Some of your reactions have been coming in, Cornelius. Is that right? Have you got any? Given you haven't been here.
Yeah, lots coming in.
John.
Read your lunch out.
This is from Baby, who says, John, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
Yeah.
And then, someone else has just texted in. That's scary. She said, well, yes, tell us what you want, what you really, really want.
Yeah.
Baby has replied to them saying, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really, really want.
Yeah.
I want more checks on where our foreign aid is going.
Thank you very much indeed for that. If you've got a reaction, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
We'll do a headline hijack after the break and then Lonely Lunch Club. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
Merry Christmas!
Top of the tree.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Avoid the last-minute Christmas panic with great Vodafone deals on tablets, smartphones and SIMs. all with our network satisfaction guarantee. Come in store today or visit us online. Offer ends 21st December 2016. We've got you covered this Christmas on our even bigger and better network. Vodafone. Power to you.
Terms and exclusions apply. Increased geographical and population coverage from March 2015 to March 2016. Coverage may vary. For details, see vodafone.co.uk/NSG.
We don't know you. We don't know how far you can swim, how high you can climb, or how quickly you can put together a rifle. We don't know how fast you can run, how well you can drive, or if you can think on your feet. We don't know how strong you are, how confident you are, or what you're capable of. But then, neither do you. Yet. If you join the Army, together we'll help you become a better you. Search Army Jobs. Army. Be the best.
A wise old elf once said,
"There is no perfect gift, only a gift perfect for someone."
Which is why, at Not on the High Street, we have gifts for gardeners, presents for perfectionists, and stocking-sized somethings for children across the land. And yes, you can still get gifts, or vouchers for gifts, lovingly made by our 5,000 partners, I mean elves, at notonthehighstreet.com in time for Christmas. Just remember to order before the 22nd of December.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M1 in West Yorkshire is heavy both ways around junction 42 for Lofthouse and the M62. The barriers are being repaired, so the outside lane closed in both directions. Greater Manchester's eastbound M62 busy past a breakdown near junction 19 for Haywood. The accident on the M56 in Cheshire has been cleared, and the westbound queues around junction 9 for the Lym interchange have gone. In the Spark Hill area of Birmingham, the A34 Stratford Road is currently closed both ways near to Spark Hill Park after an incident, and Somerset's M5 busy around Bridgewater North at junction 23 because of roadworks. I'm Jarena Adams.
Smoked salmon. Smoked salmon canapés. Smoked salmon bagels. Smoked salmon for breakfast. Ooh, fancy smoked salmon. Smoked salmon with lemon. Smoked salmon with poached eggs. With scrambled eggs. With Tabasco sauce. With cream cheese. With smoked salmon.
This Christmas, our Scottish smoked salmon is just £4 at your local co-op. 180 grams participating stores only, subject to availability.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J. Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon then, and before we meet today's Lonely Luncher, let's make up some news. It's Talk Radio, by the way. I am John Holmes. And as regular listeners will know, the news at 2 o'clock happens at 2 o'clock. Or as near as we can hit it. But within that news at 2 o'clock, each and every weekday, there is a made-up news story there to confuse those who don't listen to this bit of the programme. That's what Headline Hijack is for. And we invite you to make that story up. The data indicates that it is lunchtime between 1 and 2. We know people are out for lunch and thus miss this bit. So their punishment is swift and precise. It's just to hear some rubbish come out of Victoria. Right, let's have a look at what's been coming in. Cornelius, what have you got there? What's been coming in for Headline Hijack today?
This is from Rupert, who says, the police have issued an urgent warning to anyone who has recently bought a bath bomb as Christmas presents, as they have been uncovered as the police.
You're right there.
Yeah.
Okay, do you want to start again,
let's
mate?
Let's do it again.
Let's reset Cornelius.
And so it makes sense to come and give you a little hand, doesn't it? Right, now which word are you struggling with, eh?
It weren't, it was the order. I forgot, I didn't understand what it was trying
okay.
to say.
Okay, well, let's try and do the words, right? So at the moment, I'm teaching Isla 3, she's 4, and she's doing really well. So let's try it with you. Right, let's start at the... Start at the start there. I'll point at the words.
Okay. The. Po.
Yeah,
lice.
Sound it out.
Po-lice.
Po-lice, yes, not that though.
Have.
No, go back to the po-lice.
Po-lice.
No. E sound. It's E.
Ear lice.
No.
police.
Yes, well done. It's a difficult word, that.
The police have...
Yes.
Issued...
No.
Issued...
Yes.
An...
Yes.
Urgent...
No. See, that's the soft sound for that, isn't it? So what I taught you before?
Urgent.
No. No.
Urgent.
Come on.
Urgent.
Come on.
Urgent. Urgent.
Yes, well, good. Well done.
Cornelius just mouthed at me. I genuinely forgot the word then.
I mean, it's like, literally like dealing with a child.
Ow.
Dave, do you want to read it out?
Yeah, right.
From Rupert, the bottom one.
The police have issued an urgent warning to anyone who's recently bought a bath bomb as a Christmas present, as they've uncovered a terrorist plot which saw the bath bombs injected with an aqua combustive material which turns the products into real-life bombs. It's been estimated that 70 improvised effervescent devices...
I mean, that's just sort of finishes there.
His sentence just finishes. I mean, I was concentrating so hard.
I know, I can see that you were.
And I got every word right, and then the sentence just ends with a full stop. This is the final sentence. It's been estimated that 70 improvised effervescent devices...
Anyway, do keep your headline hijacks coming in.
That's what confused me.
Yeah, you didn't even get anywhere near that.
Urgent.
So... if you'd like to learn Cornelius to read, then why not send him some complicated words, or even easy ones? He can't manage either. 287222.
Start your message with the word.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with a very short and simple word.
Now then, the news. I don't know whether you've seen the news. We've been talking about it, of course. The big story on the front of the Mail is that there's some Ethiopian Spice Girls being funded by UK foreign aid. A lot of different stories around today, actually. A lot about strikes today in the post office. We now learn that the Weetabix staff are going on strike. So this is, I know, in time for Christmas. I mean, everyone, what are we going to do at Christmas dinner now? I mean, they've picked the
Christmas dinner.
They picked the worst time of year, haven't they, the Weetabix people? I mean, that's Christmas dinner ruined. Yeah. So, but the news is quite complicated, isn't
it? Oh, I can't get my head around
it. No, Cornelius, many people can't, which is why we are here to help you, of course. We present the day's big stories, and we view them through the medium of Japanese poetry to make them easier to understand. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. We do present the news in haikus.
Someone wins strictly Sports Apprentice of the Year, or something like that.
The news in haikus.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
And so we move on to once more crash at the... crash the Tupperware Hall of Despair, the doors made of pita bread, as we talk to another lonely luncher. Somebody lunching alone, inducted into our Tupperware Hall of Despair, into our Lonely Lunch Club today. It's Tommy, he's on the phone. Hello, Tommy.
Hello, mate, how are you?
I'm very good, Tommy. How are you?
I'm not bad, thank you. Lonely but happy enough.
Lonely. What do you do, Tommy?
I'm a student.
Are you?
I've recently taken up a habit of eating copious amounts of sausages.
Right. Before we dwell on that, Tommy, did you used to work on the dock?
On the dock of the bay? No, I didn't.
No.
Union been on strike.
Well, everyone's on strike, aren't they? Union been
they
on
are
strike.
Indeed, yeah.
Were you down on your luck?
So tough.
So tough.
No, I wasn't.
Did you go out with someone called Gina?
Oh, from the diner?
She works the diner all day.
Yeah.
She's working for a man, that's Tommy there.
Yeah,
to bring home her pay.
Yeah,
for love, though.
For love.
For love. They've got to hold on to what they've got, haven't they?
It doesn't make a difference, though, if they make it or not.
No, well, they've got each other, and that is a lot. You know, for love, Tommy, I suggest that you give it a shot.
Whoa.
Anyway, so... oh, by the way, I wanted to make this a little bit more Christmassy, in fact, so hang on. It'll be
lonely. Lunchtime. Without you to hold,
it'll be lonely. Lunchtime. Lonely echo. That's better, isn't it? As we're getting into Christmas, pre-Christmas week, Tommy, you're there eating sausages all alone without Gina there. So why sausages?
Well, recently my brother started working at a sausage van and I ended up essentially tagging along every day, but it's kind of spiralling out of control. This is my third of the day. Hence why I'm lonely. I'm avoiding him. nicking his stock.
Okay, so he works in a sausage van. You're a student. You're stealing his sausages. All right, I think we've got the measure of you, Tommy. but in terms of lunching alone, I mean, you mean hiding? Is the sausage theft got to the point where you have to hide out? You're like the Hatton Garden criminals, but with meat.
Essentially, yeah, he's downstairs with what used to be 20 sausages. I'm upstairs with two sausages of his. I've eaten one, yeah. And I'm waiting for after this call for another.
I see. So that's why you're alone. Well, I mean, I don't think we've ever had a thief on before whose reason for lunching alone is sort of hiding out, but there's a first for everything. I mean, in terms of... what sort of sausages are they?
All sorts. Breakfast, small, long, big, chunky, yeah. Wide.
Yeah. You just basically described the Talk Radio office staff there. But anyway, so is this kind of the sausage thing, one of these Christmas market style things?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It's a festive excuse for...
It is, it's a good excuse. Now, you know, you see these, don't they? Pop up, don't they? The Bratwursts and the Currywursts and the mulled wine store. But it makes you wonder what the people involved in that do all the rest of the year round, because they're there for a couple of weeks. What does your brother do the rest of the time when he's not selling overpriced Bratwurst in a faux German Christmas market that's not very good?
He sells overpriced biltong in non-Christmas markets.
Of course he does. That's a theme. What's his name, by the way?
His name's Danny, but obviously I wouldn't be able to give you a second name incriminating myself.
No, really, don't do that. All right, so are you spending Christmas with your family, with your brother? How's that going to pan out?
Yeah, I'm spending it with my family, the usual kind of awkward cousin visits, etc.
Yeah, this is idle chit-chat we've entered the realms of now, by the way, just so you're clear. The point of the Lonely Lunch Club is to induct you into the Tupperware Hall of Despair, but it means we make your lunchtime fewer lonely by just chatting, really. That's the kind of point of the exercise, just so you're aware.
Wonderful. I appreciate your consideration.
You're welcome. But now, look, here's something else. You get a gift for becoming our Lonely Luncher. It's a gift prize, a souvenir gift prize. They are poor quality at best, and you can re-gift them, Tommy, for Christmas. For these cousins that you don't like much, you could take any one of them, pop a sausage inside, and present it to anyone, any relative you want to see the back of very quickly. And what you'll hear now is some gift prize music. That's going to come in right now. The gift prize music, here it comes. There you go. And then what you'll hear is a list of gift prizes. And then all you have to do at the end, it's very easy, is choose one of them and we will send it to you. It's the John Holmes Weekday Lonely Lunch Club gift prize list. And we'll start with
a Talk Radio mug.
That's right.
A mug bought from the same kitchen where Catherine from TalkSport takes bloody half an hour to heat a thimble of soup.
Today's Metro newspaper with haiku scribbled on it.
A very rare edition, as these Metro haikus were penned on the 8:16 service, which is later than my late train, which I had to get because I cut my finger this morning.
How did you do that?
Chopping an onion last night.
You cut your finger this morning, well, chopping an onion last night?
It opened.
I mean, that just doesn't make any sense.
It reopened this morning. Blood everywhere.
Which finger is it?
This one.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to repeat what I said about that in the office. Do you remember?
No.
You know.
What was it?
No.
Sorry, bear with us, Tommy. I'm just going to remind Cornelius. You.
Oh, yeah. He said, how did you do it, remember? And you said...
Oh, yeah. Leave her out of it.
Okay. The next one is this.
A copy of a portrait of an idiot as a young man.
The next one is this.
A Talk Sport mug.
You need help pressing buttons, yeah?
Shut up.
A TalkSport mug, famed for holding the world's hottest cup of soup.
A copy of a portrait of an idiot as a young man.
With Christmas coming up, this is the ideal gift to fob off on that family member you actually hate.
It's my book that I wrote. It's quite cruel, that.
I've actually got two copies. Do you want one back?
Have you read it yet?
Away? Nope.
A TalkSport 2 mug.
Currently on TalkSport 2, Ray Stubbs is discussing what a handsome little mystery gentleman who just visited the first floor for the first time to use their microwave. I imagine.
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
And only 12 days left of the year in which this calendar could be remotely useful.
Yet we'll still be giving it away way into 2017 because we've got loads of them that we got out of the skip when Colin left.
A 2016 Talk Radio John Holmes colander.
It's a cooking implement, so I imagine somehow Catherine would be so stupid she'd probably try and heat her soup with it.
A little obsessed by this soup eating, aren't
it
you?
It just took ages.
All right. So out of those prizes, the colander came about because of a typo in an email when we asked for a calendar. Which of those would you like, Tommy, who used to work on the docks?
It's got to be the colander, please.
It's very popular, this colander, isn't it? I think it's because everyone forgets the rest of the list and just says the last name here. That's all it is. Tommy, you can stick your sausage in your colander and enjoy it, frankly. Regards thank to Gina. Thank you very much. If you want to join the Tupperware Hole of Despair, well, frankly, you can. And all you do is you email us. Here's an email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Now then, get on the list to be inducted into the Tupperware Hole of Despair. Right. So, Headline Hijack is next. A made-up news story in the forthcoming news. There to confuse those who don't listen to this bit of the programme. But of course, we need a worthy winner. Somebody whose words will come out of Victoria masquerading as the truth. And we now go over to Cornelius for the name of today's victorious in getting the news into Victoria. Headline Hijack.
His Twitter handle is SirDave158.
Okay, SirDave158. And SirDave158, producer Dave is from where?
Stornoway, John.
Good. So well done, SirDave158 from Stornoway. Your made-up news story's in the news. Which is next? After that, we've only got a bloody choir in. That's right, the news. Reimagined through Christmas carols, live in the studio by a Christmas choir. After that, work experience punditry as Sophie joins us to look through Christmas television. You're listening to Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I am John Holmes.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
Would you like to pull my cracker?
We'll get you talking.
With Jet2 Holidays, you get the real package. Flight, 2 to 5 star hotel, transfers, rep service, and a huge 22 kilograms of baggage. Fly daily to 58 sunny destinations like Alicante, Faro, Ibiza, Malaga and Mallorca. And new for summer 17, you can fly from London, Stansted and Birmingham. Book now with just a £60 deposit. Jet2 Holidays. Package holidays you can trust. At all protected. Normal conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Leo Martino. I'm the guy that bought you the Hedgehog Gutter Brush. I'm here to tell you about our latest clever product, the amazing Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. It lifts, levels and squares up to 120 kilos. If you fit doors, windows and cabinets for a living, you'll wonder how you ever got on with that one. The amazing new Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Pump it, lift it, square it. Available from builders, merchants and stockers nationwide. Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Get one in your toolkit today.
We don't know you. We don't know how far you can swim, how high you can climb, or how quickly you can put together a rifle. We don't know how fast you can run, how well you can drive, or if you can think on your feet. We don't know how strong you are, how confident you are, or what you're capable of. But then, neither do you. Yet. If you join the Army, together we'll help you become a better you. Search Army Jobs. Army. Be the best.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
At exactly 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio. Yes, here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, poppy fines for home nations. Government to confirm UK-made cluster bombs used in Yemen. And festive railway stations.
Talk Radio.
FIFA has fined England, Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland for defying a ban on poppies during matches around Armistice Day. The FA will have to pay out the most, £35,000. Former West Ham boss Harry Redknapp told our sister station TalkSport he disagrees with the decision.
We wear our poppies with pride in this country, don't we? We buy a poppy,
all those people that, you know, over the years and years and years and have put their lives on the line and lost their lives for fighting for the freedom in this country, and that is beyond belief. I'd refuse to pay it.
The Defence Secretary is expected to confirm UK-made cluster bombs have been used by Saudi Arabia in Yemen. Sir Michael Fallon will make a statement this afternoon. The Prime Minister's spokesperson says the government takes the allegations very seriously and has raised the matter with the Saudi-led coalition. Sky's defence correspondent Alistair Bunkle says the UK signed a 2010 treaty banning the use of cluster bombs.
Saudi Arabia is not a signatory of that treaty, but because Britain is, they are supposed to impress upon anybody that they've sold cluster munitions to in the past to stop using them.
Workers at Weetabix are to go on strike in the new year. Members of the Usdaw union are taking action in a row over shift patterns. It'll affect the cereal company's facilities in Corby and Kettering next month. A 101-year-old man has been jailed for 13 years after admitting a number of historical sex attacks against children. The judge at Birmingham Crown Court described Ralph Clark from Erdington as a fragile old man who had no remorse whatsoever. He's been convicted of 17 offences dating back to the 70s and 80s. And a train company has been getting into the festive mood by changing the names of railway stations to Christmas puns. South West Trains has renamed London Waterloo to Winterloo, Hazelmere to Hazelmere, and Sunnymeads to Snowymeads.
Oh, that's good, because that's going to take all of our minds off the fact that commuters can't get around because of the strikes, isn't it? How nice.
It's not South West.
I know, it's Southern.
Yeah.
But I know, but that's what they're trying to do, isn't it? They're just going, oh, he's miserable, so it's got, it'll be all right if we call it Hazelmere, that's fine.
Do you not like it? Is it fine?
Have they done all of them?
Well, yeah.
Have they done all of them?
No, they've done some more as well. But all right. Those are the ones I...
that you liked.
Chose to read out on you. Yeah.
Fine, all right.
Can you hear the weather?
Yeah.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Dull and cloudy with outbreaks of rain. Brighter in the northwest with highs of 10 degrees.
There's more in half an hour.
There is.
It will contain Victoria's bonus...
News.
And today it's festive animal.
News.
Yes. because Victoria's bulletins are smaller than they used to be, so she has to make the time and she gets paid the same. So that's what happens at 1:30 the hour. Yes.
I've got a cracker of a story for you, John.
Have you?
Yeah.
Is it about like a mouse in a cracker or something?
No. Actually, it's not about a cracker at all, but it is festive.
Okay. Good. Well, I'm sure we're all looking forward to that. Next, though, after the sport and everything, we have choir for you. Christmas festive choir reviewing the year through the medium of Christmas Carol. It's 2:04. Here's Ben with the sport now.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Everton manager Ronald Koeman gets his first taste of the Merseyside derby this evening. The Toffees host Liverpool in the Premier League at Goodison. Koeman's used to big rivalries, though, having played for Barcelona in El Clasico with Real Madrid. He wants his players to keep their heads tonight.
OK, the derby, it's all about the fans, and we understand that, but we need to be calm and prepare the game in a way how we like to prepare the game.
England's cricketers have endured a humiliating fourth day of the final test of their series with India in Chennai. The hosts declared their first innings total of 759 for 7, the highest score any side has ever posted against England. Alistair Cook's side were 12 without loss at stumps in their second innings. Finally, darts. Among those in action at the PDC World Championship this evening, two-time winner Adrian Lewis takes on Magnus Carris at Alexandra Palace. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, reports have emerged that the BBC has left the Great British Bake Off tent in ruins after holding a number of Christmas parties there. An inside source said the invitations encouraged staff to wreck the structure as much as they could before it's handed over to Channel 4. Reports identifying Mary Berry as the person who scrawled "Hollywood is Judas" on the walls remain unconfirmed.
Thank you very much indeed. That's Victoria with the news and Ben with the pre-recorded sport that he did ages ago because he's too lazy to do it live. You're listening to Talk Radio. We bring you Christmas Choir next.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Okay, then. It's, it's fair to say that it's kind of Christmas. So what better way to celebrate that than with our own Christmas choir. So, yes, Christmas. Now, we promised you a Christmas choir singing Christmas carols, but there are Christmas carols and there are Christmas carols. Our Christmas carols are a roundup of the year. We have a choir with... Hello, choir.
Hello.
Yeah, that's right, that's right. It's a four-piece choir. We have a four-piece choir with us in the studio. They have called themselves the... Yes, you can say it. You
don't Jingle
Yeah, that's right, that's right. You don't have to whisper. I mean, I know. Literally, I know.
It's got it written down here. Look, yeah.
Oh, you've got it written down. Yeah. Oh, good.
Jingle, professional operation.
Jingle
here.
Chicks. How much time did you spend rehearsing the songs? How much time did you spend coming up with the name Jingle Chicks, just out of interest?
This morning.
What, for both?
For both.
Yeah, okay.
Well, over the weekend as well, we did a lot of rehearsing, and then we had a big rehearsal this morning.
Okay, fine. And the regular listeners may recognise your names, so please, Emily...
Vanessa.
Lara.
Wendy.
There you go. And if you were listening on Friday afternoon, you'll know they came in here because they were playing live, because they were our buskers for our live session. But because they were so good at the harmonising, that we decided that they should be our Christmas choir. So they're back with, two songs that are, I would say, very Christmassy. And but sort of a roundup of the year's news, I suppose. Is that fair?
Yeah,
yeah,
I suppose so. Yeah, there's some facts and figures in there that you might recognise.
Yeah, right. Okay, then. Well, then here are the Jingle Chicks.
This is what this is going to be like. I've no idea what it's going to be like.
Here are Jingle Chicks with "Ding Dong Merrily on 2016."
Ding dong merrily, all right. EU, stop moaning, Eurymoners, hate speech starting to be spewed, and the rise of murderous loners. Farage, and Trump has been elected. The US voted Donald in. Have they all got concussion? Farage helped him win, and maybe a certain Russian. Farage, and Trump has been elected.
Well, you know, why isn't that going to be on Radio 4's Crowling Concert on Christmas Day morning?
I have no idea.
As opposed to King's College. Who wants King's College?
Ooh, King's.
No one wants King's College Cambridge doing that. That was very good, wasn't it?
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. You look surprised yourselves, actually. I mean, I'm honest. So, what? How long did it? You just did that this morning. Just sort of rehearsed that this morning and chucked it out
there.
We're
very good.
Yeah,
we're really professional.
We're very professional as well. I mean, we just got in here, got the lyrics written, we're just ready, you know. And we really enjoy singing. We really enjoy harmonising as well.
Yeah.
And, kind of accurate lyrics, so it wasn't hard to sing.
Yeah, almost all of them scanned as well, didn't they? That was quite impressive.
My grandpa was very impressed.
So, you know, we should chat Christmassy things, of course.
Sure,
you know, let's, because it's the conversation everyone has to have at this time of year, you know. It's what are you doing for Christmas? What are you doing for Christmas? What are you doing for Christmas?
Eating a lot.
Getting drunk as well.
Yeah.
Getting very, very drunk. I'm making Christmas dinner for Lara. Actually.
Are you?
Yes, I am. Because we're all working in London. We're all working quite a lot of jobs. So we decided to stay in London and I decided to cook Lara a meal because
I'm
you've
terrible.
Never cooked for me, actually.
Because I mean, if you want to eat...
She can use the microwave.
It'll be microwave cooking. All right. And Wendy's going. What are you doing?
I'm just going home to see family.
Yeah. So she's doing it properly, but you're
we're not cooking. We're going rogue.
Yeah.
We are going out, though. Ooh, we're going out for dinner. We're not cooking dinner ourselves.
Really?
Yes. Really? Scandalous.
I feel bad doing that. I can't do that.
Like they're just having an idle conversation amongst themselves. Just like, you know.
You have to suffer for Christmas Day, don't you, really?
What are you doing, John?
Sorry. Carry on, yes.
I'm just going out caroling, you know, etc. On my own. Now I've been inspired by this.
Nice.
That's all. Right, we're going to do the second one.
Sure.
Which is the 12 Days of Christmas review of 2016.
Yes.
All right. Indeed. In the studio then, Jingle Chicks, 12 Days of Christmas.
In 2016, the news it gave to us, a Pokemon in a pear tree. In 2016, the news it gave to us, two football scandals and a Pokemon in a pear tree. In 2016, the news it gave to us, three French bikinis, two football scandals and a Pokemon in a pear tree. In 2016, the news it gave to us, four purchased bake-offs, three French bikinis, two football scandals and a Pokemon in a pear tree. In 2016, the news did give to us five Olympic rings, four purchased bake-offs, three French bikinis, two football scandals and a Pokemon in a pear tree. In 2016, the news it gave to us, six migrants moving, five Olympic rings, four purchased bake-offs, three French bikinis, two football scandals, and a Pokemon in a pear tree. In 2016, the news it gave to us, seven talky viewers, six migrants moving, five Olympic rings, four purchased bake-offs, three French bikinis, two football scandals, and a Pokemon in a pear tree. In 2016, the news did give to us, eight Lib Dem MPs, seven talky viewers, six migrants moving, five Olympic rings, four purchased bake-offs, three French bikinis, two football scandals, and a Pokemon in a pear tree. In 2016, the news it gave to us, nine Rainers moaning, eight Lib Dem MPs, seven Top Gear viewers, six migrants moving, five Olympic rings, four purchased bake-offs, three French bikinis, two football scandals, and a Pokemon in a pear tree. In 2016, the news it gave to us, 10 far-right Nazis, 9 Remainers moaning, 8 Lib Dem MPs, 7 Top Gear viewers, 6 migrants moving, 5 Olympic rings, 4 butchers bake-offs, 3 French bikinis, 2 football scandals, and a Pokemon in a pear tree. In 2016, the news it gave to us, 11 Trumpers trumping, 10 far-right Nazis, 9 Remainers moaning, 8 Lib Dem MPs, 7 Top Gear viewers, 6 migrants moving, 5 Olympic rings, 4 butchers bake-offs, 3 French bikinis, 2 football scandals, and a Pokemon in a pear tree. In 2016, the news it gave to us, 12 dead celebrities, 11 Trumpers trumping, 10 far-right Nazis, 9 Remainers moaning, 8 Lib Dem MPs, 7 Top Gear viewers, 6 migrants moving, 5 Olympic rings, 4 watches bake off, 3 French bikinis, 2 and a Pokemon in a pear tree.
exhausted now. That was very good. That was very good. I mean, if you weren't feeling Christmassy before. And depressed all at the same time. I mean, now we are.
So ready to buy and burn that chicken now.
Ladies, thank you so much.
Pleasure.
I mean, that
thank
was
you.
That's the Jingle Chicks. We, I think we need you. I mean, I'm going to sort of, I guess, commit you to this now. But we, I think what we're going to need is a regular roundup of the month in
house
song.
House choir.
From our house choir.
So that sounds good.
We'll get you in once a month and, you know, intentionally let it take over and ruin your lives.
Yes. That's the important bit.
Yeah, it's like life. Yeah, it's great.
And we'll take a roundup of the month. We'll take a roundup of the month song.
You'll have to rethink the Jingle Chicks.
Why?
It's a jingle.
In February.
It's a jingle.
Yeah, but they're jingles, aren't they?
You play jingles on the radio.
Double meaning. So if you're going to do a better one,
I mean,
take it.
They might have to rethink Chicks.
We did think of the other one for boys, but then I was not allowed to say that. No. Well, I'll let you decide for yourselves, guys. So, yeah.
We've been called worse. Listen, thank you so much. That was excellent stuff. Jingle Chicks with us there with your Christmas choir songs. That'll be getting more airplay than just now, I can tell you. That's eminently repeatable.
Yeah.
Good. All right. In the next bit of the programme, more things, including work experience punditry. Sophie's here with a roundup of Christmas television. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
And what would you like, little boy?
Christmas on Talk Radio.
A Norfolk turkey!
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
With BMW twin-power turbo engines and near-perfect 50-50 weight distribution, the BMW 1 Series delivers all the poise, power and precision you expect from a BMW. And now the 5-door BMW 118 iM Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £239. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,269 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of December and registered by 31st of March 2017. UK only, guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
The Argos to the Rescue event is now on. There's still time to get the top gifts for Christmas and get them delivered to you today with Fast Track same-day delivery. Go Argos. Event ends 24th of December. Conditions apply. Order by 6 p.m. 90% UK coverage.
Divorce. It threatens the things you've worked hard for in more ways than you can imagine. Your home, savings, pension. And most of all, your relationship with your children. Don't let divorce cost you any more than it has to. Cordell & Cordell, one of America's largest divorce law firms now in the UK, is dedicated to helping men in matters relating to divorce. Call now on 0330 6060 161 or visit cordellcordell.co.uk, office in central London. A partner men can count on.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Busy for the M1 around Junction 42 for Lofthouse and the M62. Barrier repairs are continuing and lanes out in both directions. A breakdown on Greater Manchester's eastbound M62 is causing delays between 19 for Haywood and 20 for Rochdale is where the lane closure is, but the queues are back to Junction 17 for Prestwich. In the Spark Hill area of Birmingham, traffic still busy after the earlier closure of the A34 Stratford Road. Work on the M5 in Somerset making things quite busy around Junction 23 for Bridgewater North. And there's actually reports of an accident on the northbound carriageway near Junction 25. I'm Jarena Adams.
Cheese. Cheese board cheese, after dinner cheese, cheese with wine, cheese with port, soft cheese, hard cheese, strong cheese. Ooh, never had that cheese. Cheese for crackers, give me some of that cheese. And cheese.
Make a Christmas cheese board with our Stilton French Brie and irresistible mature cheddar. 2 for £4 at your local co-op. 300 to 340 grams varieties are stocked. Participating stores only, subject to availability, ends 3rd of January.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
He's back
on Talk Radio. Listen up, comrades of the world. Unite.
Our glorious leader, George Galloway, returns to the UK airwaves with the mother of all talk shows.
The switchboard is lighting up.
Controversial conversation and cutting-edge current affairs comment with the notorious B.I.G.G. Listen, this guy's a nightmare. He's not a great guy, folks.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway. Tonight from 7 on Talk Radio.
I did not say that.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio in young homes. What are you doing?
Put my keys away.
Was that a bottle opener?
Nope.
That was a bottle opener.
Stop it.
That was a bottle opener, Cornelius. Have you just opened one of the bottles of beer that have just been delivered to us by the good people of Fuller's and London Pride?
Oh, you mean the one of the delicious bottles of London Pride?
They're from the good people of Fuller's and London Pride. With their Christmas hamper they've just delivered to full of goodies. Fuller's and London Pride. London Pride and Fuller's.
Yeah, that's enough.
London Pride. London Pride.
Stop it.
It's all right, we'll balance it. Other kinds of London Pride are available.
Mm.
You get it in cans.
I have opened a bottle
of London Pride. Right, so now someone clip that out and send it to Fuller's. Now listen,
London Pride, London Pride, London Pride. Great.
Stop now. We'll get killed. Right. Anyway, listen. Nom, so, Cornelius, some of your reactions have been coming in. I understand.
Sorry, I got distracted.
By
again.
What?
Yeah, go on. This delicious BMW.
Go on.
Yes, lots coming in, John, actually, which is good. The BBC's Watch Your Drinking Nationality, rather appropriately, drinking calculator, tells me that I drink more heavily than the people from Belarus, the heaviest drinking country in the world. And John, just yesterday I went to my... this is coming from Percy. John, just yesterday I went to my local shopping centre and there were two police community support officers handing out flyers saying, did you know that the elderly and disabled are more likely to fall for doorstep crime? And I can't help think they really shouldn't be encouraging that.
Thank you very much indeed. If you've got a reaction, 8-7-2-2.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word delicious London Pride.
And now the news is quite complicated, isn't it?
I can't get my head around it.
No, well, nobody can, Cornelius, because it is complicated, the news. And we, here on the programme, take the big stories of the day and we run them through the analytical process marked Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. It's the big stories tackled. It's the news in haikus.
Osborne says Brexit has cost us, but he got sacked. So every cloud.
The news in haikus. Yes, it's pre-Christmas week, of course, and what better way to celebrate pre-Christmas week than inviting a Spanish into the studio to tell us what they do in Christmas in Spain. Now, the Spanish I'm talking about is, of course, our technical operator, Marta. Regular listeners to Talk Radio will be familiar with her oeuvre. That's oeuvre, not oeuvre. Hi, Marta.
Hello.
Hi, Marta. Now, we're going to talk about Christmas around the world, because that's what you do on the radio at this time of year.
Yep.
And as you are from around the world, we thought we'd start with you in a series of one. So I don't know whether you want to pop into the studio to tell us... Marta works through the glass with Asprod Cass.
Yeah.
And I know she, and the reason she said to me earlier, she said, when I have to talk to you about... you can come in, Marta, it's fine.
So no, I've got the buttons.
Okay.
Which is when I... When you want to talk to me about Spanish Christmas, John, can you ask me to come into the studio? Because at least it gives me an excuse to get away from the smell of Cass, who smells of her egg, for a couple of minutes.
I don't!
Does she smell of egg, Marta?
Oh, dear, yeah, all the time.
See?
No dinner for Marta later.
Yeah, all right. She doesn't like egg. Right, so...
shut up!
So, anyway, now Asprod Cass is on the button, so that'll go well. But first of all, here's Marta to tell us about Christmas in Spain. Now, it's interesting, isn't it? You have different festive traditions. Are you going home to the homeland for Christmas? What are you doing?
I am going in 2 days, actually.
2 days.
And I can't wait for it, because I'm going to be there for 2 weeks and I don't have to see any of you. I'm joking.
That's nice.
Me too.
She actually is. Okay, so Christmas in Spain, then.
Yes.
What do you do? What are you doing? Is it the same as over here? What are the festive traditions in Spain?
You know, to be fair, like, most of it is pretty similar.
Yeah.
But I'm from Barcelona, and in Catalonia, which is the northeastern region of Spain, we've got a couple of peculiar traditions which involve defecating.
Right.
And what?
Now I got your attention. So today I want to talk about two very special traditions, which is the pooping log.
The pooping log?
Yes. and the pooping man on the nativity scene. So I assume that in the UK, sometimes when you put the Christmas tree, you also put the nativity scene.
People do that, yes, certainly.
So some people do that. So you've got Jesus, Mary,
yes.
Joseph.
All the big names.
Yeah, you've got like...
The animals, the shepherds.
Your wise
men. Yeah. You might have the three wise men as well. But in Catalonia, we also have a man or a woman by the side just going to the toilet.
Why?
That's a very good question. Yes. I've done my research because it's something that I've seen all my life. I'm used to it. And in fact, in Spain, it's really big in the sense that if you go to a Christmas market to buy like little figures, you will find like celebrities turned into pooping people. And apparently this comes from the 18th century. One person did it and they were like, oh, yeah, that's cool.
What do you mean, oh, yeah, that's cool? I mean, that's a fair cry for someone pooing on a nativity scene. Does someone walk you past going, oh, that's cool?
Well, it's natural, isn't it?
Yeah, but not in the nativity scene. I mean, unless this... I mean, I'm thinking back to my Sunday school days, and I don't recall, you know, in the Christmas story, there wasn't a crapping man or woman next to the manger, as far as I recall. Or is it like sort of the Pope had it taken out of the Bible or something, and it's a book that's hidden in the secret archives?
It could be. I don't know why we do it, honestly, but we've done it all our lives. And, you know, when you do, like, the nativity scene, like, in school when you're a kid, like, one of the kids has to be the pooping man, so...
Yeah. Wow, so that's like in this country when you sort of go, where are you? You're Mary or Joseph? And the kids will go, no, I want to be the pooing child.
Yeah, it's actually...
But then they have to squat down. I mean, how does that work? In a nativity play?
Prosthetics.
What?
I mean, yeah. Like, you get, like, a fake...
Bottom? What, it's on a child?
Yeah, like you know, like... when
Your
you
country is weird.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
So you put a fake bottom on a child and have
yes.
it sit down at the side of the stage.
Yeah.
And the proud parents look on and my kids the pooing one this year.
You know, it's actually one of the big roles. Like, I'm not kidding you here.
What's the main one of the main ones?
Yeah.
Like, where would it rank? So you obviously want to be...
It's pretty rank.
You'd want to be Mary or Joseph. They're the big ones.
I would say Mary Joseph.
Mary Joseph pooping man.
Yes.
Or lady.
Yes.
Right.
Or lady, yeah, it could be. Yeah. Could be
Have
anything.
You ever been the pooing lady?
No, I was never that lucky. No, I didn't have the acting skills.
So just someone thought it was funny in the 80s. You had the acting skills. I mean, you could go method. To be honest, Marta.
Didn't think of it.
You know, if you need to go. Well, it looked like Russian experimental theatre, but you could do it.
Guilty birds.
I should have done that in another life, maybe.
Yeah, but I don't understand it. So, 18th century, this started.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And just because someone thought a pooing person in the nativity would be a funny thing.
I think it must have been a mistake, or yeah, someone trying to like pull
like
a prank.
Like
on
a typo
someone.
Or something.
Someone in the crowd, and someone in the audience just went to the toilet and got it wrong, and ended up on the stage.
Perhaps, or maybe it's a mistranslation of the Bible, that someone was translating the original Hebrew into Spanish, and just maybe the word Gabriel in translated is Spanish for pooing. I don't know.
And we got it wrong. Yeah, that could be the case.
It is weird, isn't it? And you can get little models of this at Christmas markets.
Yes, and some of them are really expensive because you get celebrities, so you get like, or you get people like the Prime Minister.
Yeah.
So you get the Prime Minister. You certainly will get like the King and the Queen. And they will be turned into pooing people.
So, if it were over here, you could buy a pooing Theresa May.
Definitely.
And a pooing Her Majesty Elizabeth II, the Queen.
Definitely.
Of the Commonwealth.
Yes.
Yeah. And Prince Philip.
Yeah.
A pooing Prince Philip.
Of course. And, yeah, of course. And they're pretty realistic.
So what's a pooing log?
So the pooing log is another tradition that we have mainly for children.
Why don't you have any traditions that aren't to do with poo?
We've got some others, but they're normal.
I'm glad you acknowledge that this isn't.
I only realised the other day when someone got me to talk about it, I was like, oh, hang on a minute, maybe
we're all mad.
Yeah. Maybe we'll have a problem. Yeah. So, yes, the poon log is something that we do in schools, mainly, okay? So
again, it doesn't make it better.
I tend to do it at work more.
So
that one right downstairs.
Carry on, ignore them.
So, we get a log, like a literal... wood log.
Yes,
okay?
As opposed to a log.
Yes. We paint the face on it.
Right.
And we put a red hat on it. A traditional Catalan red hat that we call barretina. Okay?
Fine so far.
Yep.
So we put it in the classroom under a blanket.
So far so normal.
Yeah, this seems fine.
Yeah.
It gets better. Yeah. And we feed him or her every day. So, every day of the month,
yes,
from the, I think it's the 6th of December, which is a national holiday in Spain.
Yeah.
What each children has a day in which they have to feed the log.
Yeah.
You normally give them like tangerines or a banana or something healthy.
Yeah.
And then...
We're straying into mad now, aren't we?
Yeah, a little
feeding
bit.
A log.
But we're not quite there
yet. It gets better. No. 24th of December or 22nd, you know, if it's the last day of school.
Yeah.
The log goes to the toilet.
Yeah.
You get a stick. You hit the log with a stick while you sing a traditional song.
Yes.
You lift the blanket.
Yes.
And you get a present.
What, of poo?
No, a real present.
Well, where does the poo go?
Well,
they make a reef out of it, don't
they? It's like poo in form of a present. So you feed the log, and the idea is that the log poos a present.
I never want to go to Spain.
Well, don't knock it though. He's pooing a present now. He's not, you know.
Yeah.
It's not two logs, one cup. This is...
The only problem is that what it used to be, like an educational present, so you would never get something cool out of it. You would get like, you know, a pencil case or, you know, a book on history.
A calculator.
Yeah, so when you're like 6 or 7, which is the age that you do this, you want cool things. You don't want a calculator.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was still fun.
Christmas in Spain, everyone. I'm going to bring some of that tradition to this country, actually, because I'm going to... And I think I'll be... my Christmas dinner table with the family this year, I think I'll be widely thanked for putting poo in the crackers rather than gifts. And I'll say, in Spain, this is a gift.
There you go.
And then we'll all pull the crackers and it'll look like that scene in Trainspotting. thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Marta, with an insight there into Christmas in Spain. Right, Asprodcast. Now, you can't... You're in here, of course, Marta. Which means you can't go out there and press the buttons. So, but the thing is, it's Marta's job to press the buttons. She's in here now, which means she's left Cass in charge of the desk. So Cass has got to fire the news jingle. But this will be interesting, right? Cass, when you're ready.
What?
All right, tell me when you get you ready.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the news. Cass, press the button. No, wrong button, Cass.
The one underneath that
is no, that's the dog button.
No,
who's
okay, no, hang on, I just need to swap something around.
Let the dogs out.
I got it. All right,
press the new.
Have you got it?
I've got it.
It says news. You got it?
Yep.
Okay, here we go.
This is LBC.
No,
not
Cass.
I've not been trained.
No.
Trend. Marta, are you in there now?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
No, hang on. No, cool. Cass, no, just give it one more go. Cass, go on, press the button.
Talk radio.
Victoria's got the news on Talk Radio, or LBC, depending on what you think you're listening to.
Thanks, John. The Home Nations have been fined by football's world governing body for displaying poppies during matches. England and Scotland wore them on their armbands during games against each other last month, while Wales and Northern Ireland have been punished for showing them inside their grounds. Some breaking news. The UN Security Council has unanimously backed sending observers to Aleppo. Thousands of civilians are still leaving the Syrian city as a fragile ceasefire continues. The Defence Secretary is expected to confirm UK-made cluster bombs have been used by Saudi Arabia in Yemen. The weapons were banned in 2010 in an international treaty signed by Britain because of their risk to civilians. Politicians have walked out of Northern Ireland's assembly in protest at the First Minister's statement on a botched energy scheme. Arlene Foster faced banks of empty benches as she spoke of her regret that costs ran out of control. It could cost taxpayers £400 million. Opposition parties want an independent inquiry, and Sinn Féin's Martin McGuinness says she must stand aside.
This is not about party politics. It is not an orange or green issue. It is about restoring the credibility of the power-sharing institutions and weeding out corruption and abuse.
And the boss of Team Sky has told MPs a package flown to its doctor at a race in France in 2011 only had a decongestant inside. It's been the subject of much speculation since details emerged recently. The weather dull and cloudy with outbreaks of rain. Brighter in the northwest with highs of 10 degrees. There's more in 24 minutes.
There's more now.
There is, yeah.
There's more now, Victoria, because it's time for bonus news here on Talk Radio, when Victoria has to make up some time due to the fact that her bulletins are smaller than they were. It's a budget thing, isn't it, really? Because you get paid the same. And so it's not fair that you do fewer news. So it's
time. I think it's fine. You just seem to be aggrieved.
For bonus Christmas news.
Hang on.
You got a jingle?
Yeah, of course I have.
All right, then. We'll play it. It's fine. Go on, then.
Christmas animal news. Ho, 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 ho.
I'm not sure it's worth waiting for, to be honest.
Oh. Okay.
Is that a Spanish animal, that last one?
A spanimal.
So, a woman in Australia had a bit of a shock when she found an unexpected and potentially deadly snake entwined among the tinsel on her Christmas tree. What? Now, tiger snakes are one of the most toxic creatures on the planet. And snake catcher Barry Goldsmith came to her rescue in Melbourne. He says...
Melbourne.
I'm just saying it like my name.
I know.
Bourne. He says it's likely the snake got in through an open door.
He's probably climbed the tree looking for a way out. He's probably trying to get a higher vantage point. Because tiger snakes are really good climbers. I had to untangle it from the tinsel and from the beads and all that sort of stuff. But for me, it's just another day in the office.
There you go.
Yeah, he's so Australian, I didn't understand a word.
It's like talking to Martin, didn't understand a word of that. At least they don't poo in the corner in Australia. All right, go on, carry on.
A businessman has found an alternative to using guard dogs to stop thieves stealing his Christmas trees. Yep. Will Dorrell has been using llamas at Hoof Farm Animal Kingdom, which is in Telford in Shropshire. I went once. And at night, in a bid to deter criminals.
All right.
And the animals at London Zoo have been treated to Christmas presents. Now, the meerkats have been given pinecone baubles stuffed with festive veg to munch on. And six-month-old tiger cubs, Achilles and Karis, woke up to a pile of presents to rip open, but they were empty. Apparently, the big cats prefer the packaging.
Right.
So I don't know whether that's a good thing.
They could have filled it with meerkats. They'd probably eat that.
Well, I think they want to keep the meerkats alive. Oh. And just a bonus...
Yeah.
Bonus.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not that our listeners can see this, but that's Larry, the Downing Street cat, underneath the Christmas tree. It's his new favourite place to sit.
As ever, why not rub that picture on the microphone? Great. And there it was, Victoria's Christmas bonus news. Tomorrow, Christmas vegetable news.
Yeah.
It's festive, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's Victoria and the bonus news. Very shortly, Sophie will be in here with a roundup of Christmas television for you. Do you want to play the jingle again?
I want to hear it.
Oh, yeah.
Christmas animal news. Ho, 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 ho. Ah!
God's sake.
You might not be surprised to learn I got that off the same website as the normal animal news, the last sound.
I don't want to know what websites you frequent. Right, that's the end of that. And
nothing is horrible as what I'm sure you look at.
I'm not going on any Spanish Christmas websites from now on, I can tell you that. Right, Talk Radio, in the afternoons, we're doing work experience punditry next. Sophie, say hello, Sophie.
Hello.
She'll be doing television. It's coming next on Talk Radio.
Festive free speech with all the trimmings.
Happy Christmas to you all.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule, this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Santa does a cracking job this time of year, making toys, flying the world, squeezing down chimneys, which does get trickier with each mince pie. But what about the grown-ups? It can't be more socks for Dad, can it? This Christmas with Renault, we're giving you £500 off the list price on a Renault Captur, Kadjar, new Clio and all-new Megane hatch until the 9th of January. So don't worry, Santa, we've got you covered. Book your test drive today. Retail customers only. Participating dealers only. Register by 31st of March 2017. Exclusions and T's and C's apply. See renault.co.uk/offers.
If there's clutter in your gutter, get a brush.
Hedgehog.
If there's clutter in your gutter, get a brush.
Hedgehog.
If there's clutter in your gutter, don't be daft, don't be a nutter. Just be sure to get a hedgehog gutter brush.
Say goodbye to gutter clutter with the amazing Hedgehog Gutter Brush. See it in action and find a local stockist now at hedgehoggutterbrush.com.
If there's clutter in your gutter, don't be daft, don't be a nutter. Just be sure to get a hedgehog gutter brush.
Thank you very much.
It's Christmas Mega Week.
EuroMillions are making 10 guaranteed UK millionaires who will also win a luxury winter get-together in the Alps. Get your tickets for Tuesday and Friday's events. You may need to clear a path to the hot tub, though. Nicer problems to have. EuroMillions. Game-specific rules, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Two breakdowns on the eastbound M62 are causing severe delays. They're both broken down on the stretch between 19 for Heywood and 20 for Rochdale. The congestion is back to 16 at Pendlebury. In the Hollingworth area of Greater Manchester, there's congestion for routes like the A57 Mottram Moor because of roadworks, I think. Very busy around the Gunning traffic lights and the junction in traffic lights. Derbyshire's northbound M1 slow towards a vehicle fire between the Tipshelf services and junction 29 for Chesterfield. And on the southbound side of the M3 in Hampshire, the Fleet service area is closed after a fire last week. I'm Joanna Adams.
Smoked salmon. Smoked salmon canapés. Smoked salmon bagels. Smoked salmon for breakfast. Ooh, fancy smoked salmon. Smoked salmon with lemon. Smoked salmon with poached eggs. With scrambled eggs. With Tabasco sauce. With cream cheese. With smoked salmon.
This Christmas, our Scottish smoked salmon is just £4 at your local Co-op. 180 grams participating stores only, subject to availability.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late night, Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night. We're going to have singers. We're going to have dancers. We're going to have naked pets. Just listen and see what happens.
Late night conversation worth losing sleep over.
Late night, Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Oh, Christmas. Right then. As it's Christmas, of course, Christmas is a time for, that's right, watching the television in your pants. And someone who's been doing exactly that, or at least half of that, is Sophie. She is our work experience pundit, a regular, of course. She regularly does our television. If you're regularly listening, you'll know that. It's her job to review it, or in this case, preview it, as we're looking ahead to the Christmas season. And she is our work experience pundit. The good news is we don't have to pay her. Hi, Sophie.
Hello.
Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas to you
Merry
too.
Merry Christmas. Yeah. What have you been? What have you been watching then? What's or previewing?
Previewing, should I say?
Yeah. Yes.
So obviously there are lots of Christmas specials on this year, including Strictly, which is going to be on Christmas Day. It's going to be the last time Len Goodman is ever a judge.
I thought this weekend was the last time Len Goodman was ever a judge because they made a big song and dance of that.
Well, they have another song and another big dance
right.
on Christmas Day because obviously, you know, yeah, Christmas wouldn't be Christmas without a Christmas special of one of the worst programmes on television.
Well, yes. Are you not a fan then?
Not overly, no.
Do tell us why.
Well, it's just dancing, isn't it? I'm not a big fan of dancing.
I mean, if you don't like dancing, it's probably not the show for you.
It's quite difficult to get into if you don't dance.
Yeah. Is it, I mean, why is Len Goodman leaving? What's wrong with him?
Well, I just think he's been on it for quite a long time.
Old, isn't he?
Yeah, he's...
That's ages.
He wants a change.
Can't do that.
Change of scene.
That's not ages if he's choosing to leave.
Well, we don't know that he is, do we? It's just what we've been told. Might not be that.
Len Goodman.
That's ageism. And B, not fair.
A what?
I've never watched it, right? So there's some celebrities and they do a dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Who won this? Someone won this weekend. Anyone know that?
RA, wasn't it?
Yes.
RA off of BBC Sport.
That's it, yes.
Nice
I like
bloke.
Him.
I used to work with him.
I've met him as well.
I haven't.
Well, I haven't either, Sophie. So,
this
is two.
Okay, so there's been a winner. So, what happens on the Christmas special then?
So, they get old and winners and other celebrities back and they dance.
It's people who've been on it before?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Including Ainsley Harriott, he's coming back, and Gethin Jones as well.
Right.
Finally.
Yeah.
So, this is Christmas. I mean, it'll do well, won't it? It's Christmas.
Oh, yeah,
Day,
yeah. 6:45 Christmas Day after Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Doctor Who, that'll be good.
Will it?
Yeah. All right, Doctor Who Christmas special.
Are we previewing Doctor Who now as well?
Yeah, sure. It's just Christmas, isn't it?
All right.
Well, there's a Christmas special of Doctor Who there.
They should mix the two up.
So it's sort of Strictly Doctor, Strictly Come Doctor, where doctors, properly trained doctors, have to dance while
travelling in time.
No, that's a silly day. That's stupid. While attempting to cure people who have got dancing injuries.
Ah.
Okay, I haven't thought it through, but you know, it's the sort of thing that would be pitched, and then
it could work.
Yeah. So you won't be watching it then. Do you watch Christmas? Do you watch television at Christmas, Sophie? You're a Christmas television person. I mean, you are a TV reviewer.
Yeah.
What are you going to watch, though, if you're not watching Strictly Come Dancing or Doctor Who?
No. I am going to watch The Entire Universe, which is actually on Boxing Day.
Well, how are you going to do that? I mean, that's... Are you getting a telescope for Christmas?
I hope so. Yeah. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
No, so The Entire Universe is probably one of the most intriguing Christmas specials that I found. Which is, it's a comedy written by Eric Idle, and apparently it starts off with Professor Brian Cox giving a lecture on the universe and sort of the Big Bang Theory, and then he realises he's in a major musical, and it kind of all turns into like a big comedy musical thing about the universe.
See, I'd watch that as well.
Sounds really strange.
Eric Idle likes writing about the universe. The songs from Monty Python's Meaning of Life, of course, but about space and infinite time and all this kind of, so I think and it's got Brian Cox in it, but do we know of Brian Cox's musical ability? Yes, we do, because he was in D-Ream, wasn't he?
Things can only get better.
Did he sing that?
Yeah,
that
was
Brian Cox.
That's
Brian Cox. Brian Cox is single-handedly responsible for Tony Blair's coming to power. And therefore, everything that happened after that.
It's amazing.
Brian Cox is a warmonger.
Yeah, he is responsible for the Iraq War.
Inadvertently, Brian Cox.
No, directly.
Yes, actually, directly.
Directly.
Responsible for the Iraq War. Brian Cox should be tried as a war criminal. There, I've said it. Get him in the Hague. Forget his musical. Get Brian Cox on the stand and to tell us about why he lied about weapons of mass destruction.
He's very clever, though.
Brian Cox there. Yes, no, he was the keyboard player in D-Ream.
I did not know
that. Did you not know that?
No.
Everyone that is a good fact, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a great fact.
Yeah.
I also kind of think Christmas. You're still lying.
No! True story. Brian Cox.
I'm going to Wikipedia it.
Well, that would be true. But this sounds good. So when's this on?
This is on Boxing Day at 9:30 p.m.
Boxing Day at 9:30. All right. So, Eric, anyone else in it of note? Do we know?
Noel Fielding, Warwick Davis.
Okay.
That's it.
That's good. I mean, what I do like about Christmas television, because obviously it's the strictly best of Christmas Day special, couldn't give a toss.
Yep.
However, when it's a special thing they've done specially for Christmas like that,
exactly,
that's when it becomes so interesting.
That's going to be one of the best things, I think, at Christmas.
BBC One? Hello.
BBC Two.
BBC Two. You say that with confidence?
No, it is BBC Two.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
Which I suppose is sort of where it should belong, really.
Yes.
Okay, what else have we got?
Blankety Blank is making a comeback with David Walliams.
Oh, yes. Now, we know about this because... Yeah, because one of the contestants on it, Joe Lycett, the comedian, was in here the day before he was recording that, I think.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Before he was going the next day. We had a long conversation about how hateful David Walliams is as a person. And so that's all done now. So that's a done thing, isn't it? Yeah. Who else is on it? Do we know?
Oh, I did see a clip for it, but I can't remember.
Right, we haven't got the clip then.
No.
Oh, I remember. Joe told us, didn't he? It was Louis Walsh.
Oh, yes, he is on it.
See, I've listened to other radio programmes, right? And what happens is then you know, they'll be prepared with knowledge and all of this will be there. But, you know, I like the way that ours is a bit ramshackle.
I can tell you when it's on and what channel.
That'll do.
It's on Christmas Eve, 6:30 on ITV.
Coronation Street actor Brooke Vincent.
Oh, everyone knows him.
They got him.
Anne Robinson.
Oh, I like her.
Do you?
Yeah, she's fun.
Okay.
Leslie Joseph.
Right.
Who's that?
Birds of a Feather.
Birds of a Feather. That's it. That's it, mate. Oh, and the Chuckle Brothers.
Oh, yes.
Are they together
Paul
squashed...
Paul and Barry.
Good. Are they together squashed into one cubicle?
Yeah.
Or are they Chuckle Brother 1, Chuckle Brother 2 next to each other?
No, they're in one.
Are they?
Yeah.
That's got to be... There's not a lot of space in there. Does a Chuckle Brother have to sit on another Chuckle Brother's lap? That sounds like
a riddle.
Yeah, riddle, yeah. How much Chuckle Brother can a Chuckle Brother chuck? If a Chuckle Brother could chuckle a brother.
Or chuck wood.
I don't think you want to say that. The idea of a Chuckle Brother chucking wood, I don't think any of us need that image, Sophie. Thank you for putting it in our heads.
That's ageism.
Yeah, and B?
I'm just looking for videos of Brian Cox playing keyboards.
Don't Google Cox video, whatever you do. Right, okay, so Blankety Blank is back. Do you remember Blankety Blank? So if you're about,
I do, yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Who presented it in your era?
Lily Savage.
Lily Savage. Yeah.
Oh, okay, right, fine, yeah.
It was. I actually really liked it.
It started off with, like, Les Dawson.
Did it?
Yes.
Terry Wogan, didn't it?
Yeah, I thought Terry Wogan was first.
Well, he might have been first, but Les Dawson was early on, wasn't he, as well? Yeah. I can't remember the order, but yeah, it might have been Wogan first, then Les Dawson. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was probably for kids, so you could watch that early evening.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And Generation Game.
Yeah, and then Gladiators.
Yeah.
They're not bringing that back, are they?
Oh, Fort Boyard.
Not again.
Fort Boyard!
That was great.
Yeah, yeah, I used to watch Fort Boyard.
With Leslie Grantham.
The Messenger, wasn't it?
The Tigers.
That was good.
God, it's now turned into some sort of weird reminisce of...
It's like one of those talking head shows where they just go, do you remember that? And then no one talks
about it. God, I've done those.
Have you?
Yeah, well, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of minor celebrities, aren't there?
Who hasn't? Well, they couldn't do it, so they had to scrape the barrel. No, I've done...
Which one did you do?
I genuinely got paid for remembering 1990 or something. I got paid money for pretending to remember 1990. Because what they do is, on those programmes... They give you loads of stuff to say. And they go, we've got a gap, right? We had your Joe Lycett in yesterday, and we had all these other people in Leicester. And they had to... We paid them money to pretend to remember this year, but we haven't got anyone to say that they liked, I don't know, Five Star from the 80s. Can you pretend to know what that is? And we'll give you money. And I go, yes. And so I see you sit in a hotel room, and they point a camera at you, and they go, right... tell us about Five Star, and then they give you a thing to say, and you just go, do you remember Five Star?
Oh, with the thing.
They were a family band, like, and they were called Dolores and Jordan, probably, and another one, and then they were a band, and they had some hits. They had Rain or Shine. Oh, Five Star! And then they play a clip of Five Star, and then you go, give me the money, I'm leaving now. And that's how it works, for about an hour while you're sitting there and remember what they want you to remember. And that is the artifice of television right now. They don't remember it. They've just been they're paid to remember it. That's how it works, Sophie.
I could do that.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah.
This is what I'm saying. It's dead easy. Mm. All right, so Blankety Blank. I remember Blankety Blank. Do you? Yes, give me the money now. what else is there? What else is on the television over Christmas?
Oh, we've got an outnumbered Christmas special, which, in fact, all of the children are now very old. So it's started...
They've probably all realised.
They probably have.
It started 7 years ago.
Yes.
So Karen, who's the youngest, is now 15 or 16?
Yeah, that would be about right, yes. Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
I think I've seen... Every year when they do an Outnumbered Christmas special, what they do is they put a photograph of the children now in the paper and go, look at the children from Outnumbered!
Yeah. You know you're old when the Outnumbered children look like this.
You just go, well, they've just grown up. It's
you
just
know
like,
you're old when the youngest one is high on street drugs. On legal highs.
Is that what you're saying she is? Have you just said that?
No, one? I meant in the sitcom. Isn't that the plot this year?
Well, I got the plot...
The oldest one is unemployed.
Yes.
I'm just making it up.
Apparently, that is not what happened.
Dad's lost his job. It's not that funny this year.
It's just bleak.
Yeah.
All I heard are mum voted to leave, and everyone else voted remain. A big row in the house. There's what you've said on national radio there, you've just accused the actress from Outnumbered of being
mistaken.
High on legal street drugs. That's what I heard you say.
Really?
Yeah.
Well.
She did dye her hair. That's the first sign of going off the rails.
Street drugs.
Cass isn't happy.
Yeah. Cass only dyes her hair because it's got the word dye in it and she likes anything that does. She's miserable. Right, Outnumbered is back. So it's a special. They're all older. They all still live in the same house. It's got Hugh Dennis in it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who's he?
Never heard of him. And it's got the... You know, so Tiger Drew Honey?
Yes.
He's the... What's his name in the programme? Ben? No,
he's Jake.
Jake. Do you know who... Another fact for you, in case you didn't know about Brian
Cox.
Oh,
this is a great fact.
I know about him.
Yeah.
What do you know about Tiger Drew Honey?
Oh, I know that his parents, or at least his father, was a porn star.
Both of them were.
Both of them.
Lindsay Drew and Ben Dover.
That's good.
Yeah, that's his name. Ben Dover.
For real. That's not a stage name.
I think it is.
Okay. Yeah.
Did he lose his job because of age? Because I heard the word ageism used about him.
Did you?
Yeah.
You. Moving on. Right. Okay, so Outnumbered. So we've got Outnumbered. We've got Strictly. We've got Professor Brian Cox in Eric Idle's musical. We've got... A Doctor Who special.
Yes.
Have I missed anything out?
Did you say blankety blank?
Blankety blank. Blankety blank.
Blankety blank.
Blankety blank.
Blankety blank.
Anything else?
We're going on a bear hunt.
Are we?
We are. Did Great. Cornelius not tell you?
No, going? He didn't mention we're doing that now.
That's the third hour of the show today, mate.
We're going on a bear hunt. Yeah. I like we're going on a bear hunt. Michael Rosen.
Yes.
Yeah, wrote that.
Yeah.
Former poet laureate, yeah.
And Channel 4 are making into a animation like they did with the Snowman and the Snow Dog.
Yeah.
Which should be very good.
Bear hunt actually. Is very good. Bear, yeah. We're going on a bear hunt. Mm. Yeah. Something to do with finding one. Yeah. Well, that's kind of a good Christmas thing, isn't it? That, you know, your blankety blank, I'm not interested in that particularly. Strictly, I'm not interested. The Eric Idle, Brian Cox thing, I am. And the return of a sort of one of those animated, classic Channel 4 style Christmas events, which is we're going on a bear hunt, which is for children, but is a really good story.
Yeah, good family viewing.
Yeah. Okay, are we done?
Yes.
Are we all Christmased out?
I think so.
Quite a lot, isn't it? Yeah. What are you doing for Christmas, Sophie? That's a question we have to ask everybody. It's traditional.
I'm hopefully going to be opening presents and eating lots of food with my family.
Oh, where's that?
In Putney.
Putney?
Yeah. Local.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. Right there, Sophie. We'll see you in the new year, will we?
You will do, yeah.
All right. Sophie there with work experience punditry. Today we bring you television and a preview of some of the stuff to avoid most of it over the Christmas period. Sophie now swigging from a bottle of beer.
It's Christmas, that's allowed.
Okay, fine. In the next bit of the programme, the big debate, of course, at 3 o'clock, or just after 3 o'clock. Work experience punditry today comes from Charlie, and it's the return of our mystery voice competition. I said work experience punditry, I meant diversity paper review.
And it's Mark.
Okay. It said Charlie on my running order earlier.
It's Mark, yeah.
One I got sent this morning. Anyway, I don't read that one in front of me. I read the one from this morning. Anyway, doesn't matter. The point is, there's some diversity paper reviewing going on. In the last half an hour, then, the return of the Mystery Voice quiz, in which you identify a mystery voice and you can win £5,000.
£5,000 is not available to
win. £5,000 up for grabs.
No, it's not. It's down for grabs. It's not available.
Last half an hour of the programme, it could make your Christmas, couldn't it? £5,000.
It will not make your Christmas. Your Christmas will continue as normal.
And we've got it to give away. In the last half an hour of
No,
this.
We don't.
You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm
No,
John.
You're not.
Yes, you are. I'm John Holmes.
All the choicest cuts of conversation this Christmas.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It's Turkey Time on Talk Radio.
Would you like to pull my cracker?
A wise old elf once said,
there is no perfect gift, only a gift perfect for someone.
Which is why, at Not on the High Street, we have gifts for gardeners, presents for perfectionists, and stocking-sized somethings for children across the land. And yes, you can still get gifts, or vouchers for gifts, lovingly made by our 5,000 partners, I mean elves, at notonthehighstreet.com in time for Christmas. Just remember to order before the 22nd of December.
We don't know you. We don't know how far you can swim, how high you can climb, or how quickly you can put together a rifle. We don't know how fast you can run, how well you can drive, or if you can think on your feet. We don't know how strong you are, how confident you are, or what you're capable of. But then, neither do you. Yet. If you join the Army, together we'll help you become a better you. Search Army Jobs. Army. Be the best.
Avoid the last-minute Christmas panic with great Vodafone deals on tablets, smartphones and SIMs. All with our network satisfaction guarantee. Come in store today or visit us online. Offer ends 21st December 2016. We've got you covered this Christmas on our even bigger and better network. Vodafone. Power to you.
Terms and exclusions apply. Increased geographical and population coverage from March 2015 to March 2016. Coverage may vary. For details, see vodafone.co.uk/NSG.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
It is exactly, and I would be so bold as to say precisely, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Home Nations fined over poppies, the 101-year-old jailed for child sex attacks, and a huge opening weekend for Rogue One.
Talk Radio.
FIFA has fined the home nations for displaying poppies during the international matches over Armistice weekend. Football's well governing body classed the flower as a political symbol and banned it. The English FA received the biggest fine of just over £35,000 for defying the ban during a game against Scotland. Former West Ham player Dean Ashton has told our sister station Talk Sport the fine should be accepted to just move on.
I don't think they have a choice but to pay it. I think that's, you know, otherwise you then, it's only going to go on and get bigger and bigger. You know, the main thing is that we stuck to our guns and we displayed them proudly as they'd come out and find us, and that's the way it is. That's going to be FIFA for you. But the main thing is we stuck to our guns.
The UN Security Council has unanimously backed sending observers to Aleppo. Thousands of civilians are still leaving the Syrian city as a fragile ceasefire continues. 3,500 Crown Post Office workers have joined a wave of pre-Christmas strikes. They're taking industrial action over jobs, pensions and branch closures. Southern Rail workers are also striking, with air passengers facing potential disruption too this week. Terry Pullinger is from the TUC Union.
I think it's been the year of discontent. If you consider the Brexit vote and if you consider Trump in America, it's even Theresa May. When she got her job, unelected, but when she got her job, the first thing she stood up and said is ordinary working people are being ignored and we've got to do more for them.
Weetabix workers are the latest to announce a strike in the new year in a row over shift patterns. A judge has told a 101-year-old paedophile he's shown no remorse whatsoever as he was jailed for 13 years. Ralph Clark from Birmingham is believed to be the oldest person ever convicted in Britain. A court heard the centenarian bribed his young victims in money for sweets before sexually abusing them. And more than £232 million worth of tickets have been sold for the new Star Wars film on its opening weekend. It's the 12th biggest global movie opening of all time. Rogue One, which is released here on Thursday, stars Felicity Jones and Diego Luna as rebels who want to steal plans for the Death Star.
Talk Radio National Weather.
We've got the weather, Corporatoria. Pretoria.
Thanks, John. Yep. Dull and cloudy with outbreaks of rain. Brighter in the northwest. Highs of 10 degrees.
Thank you. Have you done the news? I was out there.
You know I have, because you started singing the weather at the right time.
Oh, well, that's good, because I wasn't listening
but
to...
But you still knew what was going on.
That's because I'm a professional.
I'm not sure about that.
Right. So, Mystery Voice Quiz on the way as well this afternoon. Big debate and a diversity paper review. But now, look, here's Ben, and Ben's got the pre-recorded sport live from Santa's workshop where the elves go on strike.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. There's one game in the Premier League this evening as Everton take on Liverpool in the Merseyside derby at Goodison Park. Liverpool can move to within 6 points of leaders Chelsea with a victory. Last time out, the Reds played their rivals. They beat them 4-0 at Anfield. And boss Jurgen Klopp knows how much this game means to the fans.
Lots of children out there on the good list.
The good thing around the derby, I don't have to say a lot, because everybody knows what it is.
England's cricketers have endured a humiliating fourth day of the final test of their series with India in Chennai.
No greats until you've made 100 toys each.
We're leaving. Alistair Cook signed as well with that bloody toy
in their second innings. Finally, 16-time world champion Phil Taylor has progressed into the second round of the PDC World Darts Championship after a 3-0 defeat of David Platt at Alexandra Palace. Two-time winner Adrian Lewis is among those in action this evening. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
Yeah, that's
you should be on the naughty list.
Right, that's that was the Ben's pre-recorded sport live from Santa's workshop where the elves have gone on strike. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
This is your life. This is your life. It's changing 1 minute at a time.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes. Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Thank you. Speaking of strikes, by the way, you will have heard in the news that it's strike day today. The post office, of course, on strike. British Airways likely to strike over Christmas itself. Southern Trains also on strike. Argos delivery workers, they're on strike. We've also learned today in the news that the people who work for Weetabix have gone on strike. And that's just ruined Christmas dinner for everybody. It's bloody traditional in this country to have Weetabix for your Christmas dinner. Now look what they've done. Also, by the way, the fog has said it will go on strike. You've had fog over the last few mornings. The fog has now said it will walk out of the sky in a row over conditions, which are poor. A ballot of condensed water droplets, which is what fog is made of, saw the vapour vote to strike, meaning that airports could well be clear of fog over the next few days. And that, of course, is just in time for all of the airport workers to go on strike. So that's good news. Talk radio. I think it's time for the big debate. So, yes, everybody on strike then. It's affecting particularly today with the post office strike into its first day. It's very much been affecting commuters who had taken to parceling themselves up and posting themselves to London over the past couple of weeks to try and get round the train strike. This is commuters in Brighton, of course, going along to Brighton post office, putting themselves into packages and then simply asking to be delivered to their place of work in London. The bad news is, well, the post strikers put pay to that idea. That's some of them also were going to get lifts with Argos delivery drivers. That strike has put pay to that idea. It's a terrible time for commuters. You might as well just take the time off now and just stay at home over Christmas and not come back till the end when they're all on strike again. You've been hearing as well, of course, about the strike leaders saying that they're doing it to essentially bring down the government. There's been a lot of talk about that. Saying it's a strike over safety, but really many are saying, no, it's a thin film of rhetoric to hide the Trotskyite agenda of the strike leaders. So, but who knows? And that's a debate, certainly. And we were going to have it here, but we're not now, because on the line, listening to me say the word film... In there is Nick. He's on the telephone now. He's called Talk Radio. He's called it on 03444991000. Good afternoon, Nick.
Hi, John.
Hi there. Listen, thanks very much for calling. It's good to talk to you. Now, you heard me say the word film there. I understand. Mm. That's really got your goat.
Yeah, I don't like it, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
Do you want more?
Yeah, give me more.
Okay. Well, you know, there was a time when I did like films,
yeah.
But there was a time when I liked drinking milk straight from my mother.
Yeah.
And there was a time where if I soiled myself, I'd just sit there where I was and laugh.
You're going back, what, a year or so?
More than that. We're talking early days.
Okay.
When I was about 10, I liked the Police Academy films.
Yeah.
You know, but around that time, I also laughed a lot when Liam Betson fell off his BMX and got a load of dog poo in his hair.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's all right for people on LinkedIn to say, I like watching films. Yeah. But if you put, I like watching Liam Betson get dog poo in his hair, they think it's weird. So I just think it's wrong.
So you're equating the two things, essentially. That's
basically.
Fair. Yeah, right. OK, well, it's an interesting point of view, especially at this time of year, because Christmas films particularly are, of course, a thing. A lot of people talking about Christmas films at the moment and what's coming out, what, indeed, classics you should be watching at Christmas. But so there's a terrible time of year, I think, for you to be calling for films to be jailed. I think, where's the peace and goodwill? Films shouldn't be in jail, I don't think. They're only going to riot at the moment. You know, they're going to join in the riots. And there are a lot of films with prison riots in, and that's just going to give prisoners even more rioting ideas. I'm thinking Scum. I'm thinking other films with prison riots in. Let's bring in... just hold the line for me there, Nick. I want to bring in Marjorie. Good afternoon, Marjorie.
Good afternoon, John.
Yes, isn't it? So you've called in. You've called in because you've heard Nick there. He's very against the notion of films in general. He thinks watching a film is akin to watching... Sorry, what was his name, Nick?
Liam Betson.
Liam Betson, fall off a bike and get dog poo in his hair. I mean, is that for you a similarity you can agree with or something that makes you think Nick is a racist idiot?
as a woman, I naturally think that Nick is a racist idiot anyway.
Yes.
But I certainly couldn't be doing without films. And as you said, especially at this time of the year.
Yeah.
I mean, one of my favourite... Let's take one of my favourite ones. Love, Actually. How lovely is that film? And if we didn't have films, then all I would have is the cast of Love, Actually in my tiny flat. I couldn't be doing with it.
Well, that's
I would need films, otherwise I'm going to run out of fig rolls before we even get to Rowan Atkinson.
Oh, well, that is a very, very good point that I think you make, Marjorie. But that's an interesting question as to whether or not we need film stars. Because if we follow Nick's line of thinking, and I know Nick is a member of the, you know, a very Trotskyist member of the anti-film lobby, I wonder if we get rid of films, we get rid of film stars, don't we? And then what are we going to do with them? Do we give them normal jobs? Do we expect, let's give them normal jobs, even associated with their screen roles? George Clooney, for instance, could go into nursing because he did that thing in ER. Cameron Diaz could become a teacher. Tom Cruise could work in Greggs as their assassin. What do you make of that, Nick? Because you're trying to put film stars back into normal society, are you?
I'm trying to say there are alternatives. There are always alternatives. People think too narrowly in this day and age. You know, these days we don't need film stars because we've got sausages.
Yeah.
We've got the Danish lifestyle trend of hygge.
Yes.
We've got theme parks where you can have contractors.
Yeah, that's right.
We've got string, we've got James Corden, we've got algebra, post-structuralism, we've got feathers, crisps, wicker work. We've got short haul and long haul travel now to hot and cold places. We've got lace work, you know. Are any of those things entirely dependent on there being film stars or film?
No, they're not. You're absolutely right. Marjorie, come on.
I would argue here.
Do argue, because that's the point.
I certainly find that there are several reasons why I need films. After all, I don't want to soil my lace work with my cups of tea, so I have to use my DVDs. I certainly find film very handy for that. And I personally have slept on a bed of Betamax since 1981,
yeah.
And my skin is wrinkle-free.
Yes. Let me ask you about this. I mean, if you want to ban films, as you say you do... is this, I'm just going to put it out there, is this, Nick, because we've established that you are a racist, is it because of foreign films? Be honest.
No, I'll be honest. If anything, I'm going to say that I'm an anti-sexist as well as an anti-racist, because if you look at one of those best film lists, you know, you look at Citizen Kane,
yeah.
A Man Gets Sad About a Sledge, yeah. You look at Rear
spoiler
Window.
Alert!
Okay, yeah, if you haven't seen, I've taken the bullet for you.
Yeah, okay.
You know, Rear Window, A Man Looks Out of a Window, Taxi Driver, A Man Drives a Taxi, Shawshank Redemption, A Man's in Prison, then he's not in prison. It's all very, man does this, man does that, man doesn't do something. Bit sexist, if you ask me. And as a man, I can't actually be sexist, so I don't see how it really... I don't really understand any of it.
No, that's becoming apparent, but that's...
As a woman, I would agree that Nick doesn't understand any of it.
Yes.
This does seem to make... that, in fact, is the only piece of sense that he's made all afternoon, really. But I personally don't want men to look out their rear window at me. That would be horrific.
Would you like a man to look in your rear window?
Yes, but that's another story.
Right.
That makes me think, by the way, the one thing I do like about films is, while we're on this topic, it is an anagram of MILFs. So we could talk about that.
Yeah, let's...
I don't really want to talk about films.
Yes.
Unless we're talking about the Swedish trials. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've heard about these.
I have heard about these. Which ones have you heard about?
The plan to basically spread films into onto crisp bread and add the salmon and dill.
Yeah.
But I think, I don't know about it, because I would have thought that's just Gravilax with films cut into it. And I like Gravilax, but I don't know if it's going to go well with popcorn. I don't know if children are going to like it.
Yeah.
I'm just not sure.
Would you not eat Gravilax with, if someone, okay, say you'd been offered a delicious slice of Gravilax, right?
Mm.
And
yeah.
Someone had perhaps, for the sake of argument, put scenes from Full Metal Jacket onto the crisp bread, into the Gravilax. Would you still eat it, or would you just...
I wouldn't eat that. I would. There's one film, I think, and I'm being generous to films here, I think there's one film, if it was cut up with Gravilax, if that was Weekend at Bernie's.
Yes.
That was a very good film from 1989. Most films, I think, are trite. I think they're very contrived.
Yep.
I think the setup, you can see, you know, everything happening. You know exactly what's going to happen. Weekend at Bernie's was one of those rare experiences.
Oh, no.
Come, Marjorie, do come back on that, yes.
That to me just sounds like something that is just going to stick in my dentures. I'm sorry, I can't agree with Weekend at Bernie's.
So you would eat, would you eat Full Metal Jacket or scenes from it if it was mixed with Gravelax, or would you?
I'm more an Adam Sandler girl myself. I find it, when he is being both a woman and a man, yeah. I find that hilarious. As a woman, I find a man being a woman very funny indeed.
Right.
That is something I would certainly place on my Netflix.
Why do you need to go to a cinema for men and women to see men and women? You can see men and women in the street. The average film is about 2 hours long, isn't it? 2 hours. That's about, you know, I could seduce a woman in 2 hours. I could actually seduce a woman.
I would say that is blatantly a lie.
Yes, I agree with Marjorie there. I mean, listening to you, I don't think that's could or has ever or will happen.
3 hours tops, but okay. I mean, 2 hours is enough.
Look, speaking of girls, look, Marjorie, let me just stop you there, because I want to ask you this question. I want to give you an example of, if we go down Nick's alleyway, right, this is something, oh, listen to this, first of all, listen to this.
Film, yes.
Yeah. But what's happened there? Yeah, what's happened there is, of course, that we've taken, as Nick wants, the film away, and that's what you end up with. Are you happy with that, Nick?
Yeah, because it's probably not even film. It's probably girls on and on and on and on, like girls do.
Marjorie,
who says it's film?
I have to disagree with Nick there. In fact, I'm going to have to go on and on and on disagreeing with Nick.
Yeah.
If I could go on disagreeing with Nick, I would certainly go on and on and on a little bit more. But certainly for me, girls on film are very important, certainly a lot more than men on film, as we're hearing from Nick.
Yeah, ideally. I mean, what's the ideal number of girls on film?
37.
How many?
37.
37 girls on film. Nick, how many cups?
I'd say two girls and maybe a plumber.
Right, interesting. All right, look, we're going to have to leave the debate there. And it's one that's going to run and run, I think. So, Nick and Marjorie, just because we're out of time, really, could you sum up the debate for me in one word? Marjorie first.
For me, I think we can't.
No, one word, Marjorie.
Jessup.
Thank you, Nick.
The Godfather Part Poo.
And there we must leave the debate. Do we need films? That's the question. You've heard Nick. They're very much against the notion of films. Marjorie, very much for the notion of films. Do we need them, though, in this day and age? Do we need them in post-Brexit Britain, when we've got cornflakes and fire exits? Let us know what you think. 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
You're listening to The Big Debate on the radio. I'm John Holmes.
It's turkey time on Talk Radio.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Christmas ain't what it used to be.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
With BMW twin power turbo engines and near perfect 50-50 weight distribution, the BMW 1 Series delivers all the poise, power and precision you expect from a BMW. And now the 5-door BMW 118i M Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £239. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,269 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of December and registered by 31st of March 2017. UK only, guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
I am an egg in your fridge. You could have me for dinner. Beat me with a fork and have some kind of egg thing. Or have something you're really in the mood for, like sweet and sour pork. And save me for breakfast.
The food you really want is just a tap away. Just eat. Find your flavour.
The festive season is almost here. You've got the heated socks for Dad, that practical toolkit for your niece, and wait until Mum sees her comedy onesie. But there's always that one difficult person to buy for. Give them a cool gift they'll love this year with digital radio. DAB digital radios are really clever these days. As well as more digital stations than ever before, they're easy to use and some include great features like Bluetooth. Get set for Christmas with digital radio.
Check out the latest DAB digital radios on the high street or online and look for the digital tick. It means you'll get all your available stations.
If you love radio, go digital.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's still delays on the M62 in Greater Manchester after early problems eastbound between 19 for Haywood and 20 for Rochdale. The breakdowns have been recovered, but you're queuing back to Junction 16 at Pendlebury. A vehicle fire on the northbound M1 in Derbyshire is causing delays as you approach Junction 29 for Chesterfield and Mansfield. One lane still closed there. In Abingdon in Oxfordshire, the northbound A34 is heavy because of a breakdown at the Marcham interchange. And there was an accident on the clockwise M25. It's been recovered, but you're queuing from Junction 31 through to Swanscombe. I'm Gerina Adams.
Motorways are becoming smarter to help traffic flow smoother. For instance, when a lane is closed for safety reasons, you'll now see a red X clearly displayed, and you'll need to move into another lane. Signs will show when the lane has reopened, and you can use it again. By following lane instructions, we'll all be doing our bit to keep the traffic flowing. Highways England, making motorways smarter. For more information, search for Smart Motorways online.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sportscars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motormouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Just after 3:20, you're listening to a radio station. I'm John Holmes on it. Before the diversity pay-per-view, a lot of your reactions coming in to today's big debate. The big debate, do we need film? Films, Christmas film, any kind of film. That's what all the papers are asking, so we're asking it too. Do we need films in post-Brexit Britain when we've got cornflakes and fire exits? Cornelius, what's been coming in?
Lots coming in, John. What about the frustrating people who pronounce it as film? That's so annoyed. That's come from Philip. Yeah. Jeff says on Twitter, films are ace. I have many layers of film on my teeth and I shall never get rid of them, though it is causing my gums distress. And, John, without films, what would cling on to my opened food that's kept in my fridge?
Right, good thoughts. Do keep them coming. I've got various ones coming in here as well. We touched on the notion of foreign films. John, what about these foreign films coming over here taking our subtitles? I say subtitles for British films, none of your foreign muck. That's coming from listener to Julia Hartley Brewer. John, of course, what about projectors? We know last time there was a talk of banning films completely. It just led to the projector riots of the 1980s. You remember this, when the projectors took to the streets, really, the clashes with police and everything else. And Mrs. Thatcher was trying to close the film mines. It was a dreadful time. Will we go back to that? Well, there's the question. Will we go back to that? Let's very much hope not. Your reaction's very welcome, though. 87 treble.
Start your message with the word talk
radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Let's go Christmassy. Don't cough, Cornelius.
That wasn't me.
Who was that?
It was Cornelius.
Okay. So then, regular listeners will know of our diversity paper review. It is where we review the papers. Yep, like everyone else does, except we do it in the most diverse way possible, making us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. We welcome back our diversity paper reviewer, Charlie. Hello, Charlie.
Howdy.
And remind us of your diversity, please.
Brown one.
That's right. And where are we starting today?
Well, how many years of our lives do you reckon we spend hungover?
Oh, God. Well, in Cornelius's case, I mean,
24 and counting.
I was gonna say, it's technically his age. That's good. I mean, it depends. How long does a hangover last? It lasts longer when you get older. I've had hangovers that last for 3 days now.
Yes, so have I. That's why I don't drink anymore.
I've had a 3 day hangover, Dave. You wait till you get to my age, that's what happens.
Yeah, but I'll never get to your height. That's important.
No, it isn't. It's an age thing.
Oh, it's a body size thing as well.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
It isn't.
Alcohol tolerance. If we drink the same, as I've proved many times, you fall over and I stay standing.
That's a fair point. But that's nothing to do with the hangover. That's just in the evening.
To be honest, it's probably Dave encourages everyone else to drink, but only has a sip himself.
Yeah, that'll be it. Yeah, because he's a git.
So in the answer.
Well, hang on, let's have a guess. Is there an average hangover? What, 3 hours is average hangover, maybe? I don't know. Well, that's twice a week. I mean, 20 years.
Let me peek at you, Mizzle.
No, of course not. 20 years.
4 years.
I have got a friend who's been drunk since Euro 1996, there is some truth.
I think I could spend 20 years being hungover. That thing's pretty reasonable.
Gazza, is it Gazza?
His name is Gary, actually.
Yeah.
Go on. Well, Brits spend 2 years of their life hungover and rely on fry-ups to get them through. A study has found, this is from a story that I saw in The Sun yesterday, typical adults have one hangover a month, which equals to an average of 724 days and drink 62 units in a run-up to Christmas.
I think that's not right, you see.
One hangover a month?
Yeah, and if that's 2 years, how many hangovers do you have a month? Like two a week?
At least.
Yeah.
What we've just found out is we're not the typical human.
Yeah. But the thing is, I think I was right. It's 20 years. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nearer. It's much nearer than 20.
I was right. That's people just lying about their drinking habits. Just
when you go to the doctor and they go, and how many units a week? And you go, oh, six.
Yeah. Like, thousand.
Would you reckon the top hangover cures?
Well, do any of them work at all, or is it just nonsense? But, I mean, people do, you crave a fry-up, don't you? You crave the bacon sandwich or whatever. The top hangover cure, I don't know. I mean, is this one people say work, the one they do?
Well, this is according to a list on the same story. The top hangover cure
is
water.
Well, yeah, that actually makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And that's a hangover cure. That's a hangover preventer, because you must drink it the night before.
Yes, that's correct. I've tried that and it hasn't worked.
No. Also, do you know what does work, though? I've tried this recently. Eat an avocado the night before.
Yes, I've heard that works.
Just eat an avocado.
Even the stone.
Then go out.
Before you drink?
Before you drink. Pre the boozing. Yeah.
You don't come home and smash into an avocado.
That might work as a little bit as well. I don't know. But a pre-night out avocado, all the way, mate.
Really?
Yeah.
Where did you get this?
Just an idiot friend of mine said, try that. And I went, that's never going to work. And then I tried it and it really worked.
Really?
I'll tell you what doesn't work. Hair of the dog.
It does.
No, it doesn't.
It does sometimes.
I'm allergic to it, so it doesn't. Doesn't help me anyway.
Throat,
yeah.
You're not supposed to lick a dog.
What?
It's not what it means.
What does it mean, then?
Stupid idiot.
Right, shall I move on?
Yes, please.
Okay, let's get rid of that.
Got kicked out of park.
Got kicked out of Battersea. What's that drunk man doing? He's licking the dogs again.
Right, moving on.
We've all done it.
Seeing as we've got Christmas music on in the background, what do you reckon is the most hated chore at Christmas?
Hated chore at Christmas?
Yeah.
Dog licking.
Geordie.
Right, the most hated festive chore is the washing up after the Christmas dinner.
This is
from The Sun on Sunday. I was too lazy to buy a newspaper on the way in today.
I like when you're reviewing yesterday's newspaper.
Because I've only found out that I was doing it today earlier.
Fine.
And apparently it was meant to be Mark doing this.
It was supposed to be Mark doing this.
But we look alike, so it doesn't matter. Just spat his drink out.
You don't all look the same. Stop it.
Well, we do, yes. Let me take my glasses off. I know he wears glasses as well, doesn't he? So there you go. Cleaning the pots, pans, dishes and cutlery after the festive meal was dreaded by 22% of people in this survey.
Spurious nonsense. Whose survey is this rubbish?
It was written by a gentleman... No, the story is written by a gentleman called Ben Larius.
Well, that's fine, but he's got...
The survey's probably by Bosch dishwashers.
Yeah, exactly. It's exactly that. That's exactly what's going on. Yeah. All right. Well, the thing is, though, it's part of the... who cares?
Yeah. It's like, most people have dishwashers anyway, don't they?
Yeah, but a dishwasher, literally for Christmas dinner, a dishwasher fits about, what, an eighth of the amount of washing
up? Yeah, it's true.
I don't mind washing up. Washing up's fine. I don't care about washing up.
Yeah, it's very putative, isn't it?
It's fine. Right, okay, look, stand or sit.
Yes.
Just there.
Okay.
Because we'll need more paper reviewing next. Preferably, you know, from something from today.
And, I have got one from today. And,
Charlie's with us. He's doing a work experience. He's doing... Oh, it sounds like it.
Kind of.
But it's diversity paper review. In the next half an hour of the programme, we're giving away £5,000.
No, we're not.
£5,000 in today's...
No, £0,000.
Mystery voice quiz. And who wouldn't want £5,000 just before Christmas? How
anyone
helpful?
Who listens to this, because otherwise they'd listen to a station where they do give away money.
We've got £5,000 to give away.
No, we don't.
In the next half an hour.
No.
It's 3:30. Here's Victoria with the news now.
Talk Radio.
The United Nations Security Council has voted to back sending independent observers to Aleppo. France says it's critical to prevent mass atrocities by Syrian forces in the city. Thousands of rebels are again trying to leave the area in buses as part of a ceasefire deal. Syria's ambassador to the UN, Bashar Jafari, says the regime will respect humanitarian law but has attacked those behind the draft resolution.
It's just another part of the continued propaganda against Syria and its fight against terrorism. We are aware of the real purpose of their efforts, which is to protect the terrorists.
The Defence Secretary is expected to confirm that British-made cluster bombs have been used by Saudi Arabian-led forces in the war in Yemen. The UK signed a treaty in 2010 banning their use because they can explode indiscriminately and risk civilian lives. Football's world governing body has fined England and Scotland for wearing poppies on their kit during a match at Wembley last month. Wales will have to pay £15,000 and Northern Ireland have been fined £12,000 for similar issues over the symbol's display at their games. A 101-year-old man, thought to be the oldest person ever convicted in a UK court, has been given a 13-year jail term. Ralph Clark from Birmingham carried out a string of historical sex offences against children. And Sylvester Stallone says he's flattered by reports Donald Trump was thinking of offering him a job, but he's not interested. In a statement, the Rocky star says he'd prefer to help military veterans. The weather: outbreaks of rain for much of England and Wales later, although drier in Scotland, Northern Ireland and the southeast of England. Chilly, with the temperatures getting down to freezing. Tomorrow's going to be cloudy for most, although there will be some brighter spells in the southeast. Highs of 8. There's more in half an hour.
There's more in half an hour from Victoria there.
Correct.
Who had the news?
I did.
Great. So, now, in the next bit of the programme, there's two things to bear in mind. The most important of which is that you could win £5,000.
No, you can't.
Mystery voice quiz. 5,000 actual pounds.
5,000 fictional pounds.
Available in the mystery voice quiz. Very shortly indeed. But we've also got to carry on with today's diversity paper review, because Charlie has got some stuff and we'll do it next.
There's a brand new mouth in the morning. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. The biggest breaking news stories, headline-grabbing guests, an outspoken opinion with the man who's waking up the nation.
Total Talk. Essential listening.
Paul Ross is the breakfast boss. Let's bacon roll.
Massive morning radio that's worth going to work for.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Good morning, madam.
Tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Charlie is with us for today's diversity paper review.
Howdy.
Yes.
The darkness. The one about the bells ending. That's our Christmas music bed. So, Charlie...
What was that?
You're not on Virgin anymore, John.
No, I am every morning this week doing Virgin Breakfast in for Edith Bowman. 6 till 10. However, this is Talk Radio, so let's talk to Charlie, who's reviewing the papers for us as part of our diversity paper review for those just tuning in. Each and every day, a different diversity reviews the papers for us, making us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Charlie, your diversity is that...
I'm a brown one.
Yes. Right, newspaper, where are we going next?
Okay, this is from today's Daily Star.
All right, quality.
Yep. It's a story about bad bosses. Bad bosses are either a David Brent or a Gordon Gekko, says researchers.
Right, just the two things.
What?
The choice. They're either one of those two things, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes,
there's no
yes.
Third way. All right.
Yeah, I'll carry on. Many, like Ricky Gervais's character in The Office, are dysfunctional and simply incompetent. But others, like Gekko, played by Michael Douglas in Wall Street, are dark. They enjoy harming others to aid themselves, says experts at Birmingham University in New York. Now, guys, have you got a good boss? He'll be listening now, won't he?
Cornelius, what do you reckon?
I think on this matter, it's best just to do nothing. I'll do what my boss does.
Is Laurie our boss, technically?
I don't know.
I don't know what he is. He doesn't do anything.
Who's Laurie?
Anyway, I was assuming you were going to say that was a survey done by the new David Brent film out on DVD for Christmas or something, but it turns out it's a thing. Who's your boss in this building?
My boss is Neil.
Neil?
Yeah.
Right, okay. And what's he like? Is he listening?
He's not in today.
Right, so what you like?
What's he like?
Because the radio famously only plays in this building.
He's what?
To be fair, it's Talk Radio.
Because the radio station famously only plays in this building.
Yeah, that's right.
The head engineer is that bad.
Let me finish. He's very knowledgeable about his area of expertise, which is engineering, which keeps the station on air.
Only just.
And yeah, he's a nice guy, and that's all I can say.
Oh, fine.
We had a discussion about this at the Christmas party on Thursday, didn't we?
We certainly did. And is now a good time to tell my news, Cornelius? You don't remember, do you?
Yeah, I do.
What? Go on, and what is it?
Can I say it?
Yeah. Well, yeah, you might as well now.
You're leaving, aren't you?
Yes.
Oh.
Tomorrow's my last day.
Is it?
Yes.
What?
I thought I'd save it to get your reaction.
You're a diversity paper reviewer.
You've still got Mark, though.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Where are you going? Yeah. You're allowed to say.
I'm going back to Reading.
Where we used to work.
Radio X.
Global. A bit more global than that.
Yeah.
Boom, boom. Right. Yes, yeah, so I'm off. This is my last diversity paper review.
Oh, we didn't know.
But, you know, you can get one of the cleaners in to come and do one.
Yes. What story are we going to next, Charlie?
That's it.
Oh, well, I got you. I was just about to. Yeah, there it is. What a way to go out. All right, Charlie. Well, it's been a pleasure, Charlie. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much for having me on the show, and I will continue to listen.
Yeah, and if you get a day off, come in and review the papers.
I will do.
That's absolutely fine. You'll be very welcome.
Thank you very much.
Won't work, but that's fine.
Yeah.
Goodness, Charlie, then, with that diversity paper review. In the next bit of the programme, you will find the return of the mystery quiz. It's a festive mystery quiz for you. There is a mystery voice. It's a Christmas voice. It's a Christmas character. But whose voice is it? You have to identify. It's very difficult. But if you can, you will win £5,000.
No, you won't.
£5,000 up for grabs in the next 20 minutes.
£5,000 is not available.
It could well make your Christmas.
It will definitely not make your Christmas. Not there.
So your guesses will be very welcome. We'll launch it next. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
You still offer a present for your missus?
Yeah, we'll get you talking.
Merry Christmas.
Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
The Argos to the Rescue event is now on. There's still time to get the top gifts for Christmas and get them delivered to you today with fast track same day delivery. Go Argos.
Event ends 24th of December. Conditions apply. Order by 6pm. 90% UK coverage.
Divorce. It affects every part of your life. You, your family, your home, your finances. If you're a man facing divorce, perhaps one you don't want, the situation becomes even more complicated. At times like these, you need a professional you can trust. Cordell & Cordell, one of America's largest divorce law firms now in the UK, is dedicated to helping men in matters relating to divorce. Call now on 0330 6060 161 or visit cordellcordell.co.uk. Office in central London. A partner men can count on.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
One is slow both ways around Junction 42 for the M62. The barriers have been repaired and the lane's out in both directions. There's still a breakdown on the M62. This is east between 19 at Haywood and 20 for Rochdale. A lane's out, queues back to Junction 16 at Pendlebury. Early problems on the northbound one in Derbyshire. Left some heavy delays from 28 at Alfreton to 29 at Mansfield. The M5 is still busy around Junction 23 at Bridgewater North because of roadworks. And you can't use the fleet services on the southbound side of the M3 at the moment. That's after a fire on Wednesday. I'm Jarena Adams.
Motorways are becoming smarter to help traffic flow smoother. Normally, if your car breaks
down,
you just pull over into the hard shoulder. But now the hard shoulder can become a driving lane, and you'll have to come off at the next services, exit, or emergency refuge area, which are every 1.5 miles. By using these areas, we'll all be doing our bit to keep traffic moving. Highways England, making motorways smarter. For more information, search for Smart Motorways online.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Maximise your morning mojo.
I beg your pardon.
And get turned on to the new Fearless Breakfast Show that can't keep its mouth shut.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio. The big news station for the whole of the UK. You lucky people.
Supercharged radio that demands a reaction.
Plug in to Paul Ross and make your morning hum.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Tomorrow morning from 6.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, we will in the after. You found it.
Hold on.
Yeah, right, fine.
Fan what?
Don't know. Dave's looking something up. Don't know what. Right, so it's some minutes to a time, and the new. See? Do you see what I mean?
Yep.
Show me? Yeah, that's the one. Right, so I don't know if you've seen any of the papers this afternoon, but they're. They're quite. I mean, we talked about this earlier on the programme, Daily Mail today. Britain gives £5 million to African girl band. This is the idea of the Ethiopian Spice Girls. That's what the Mail are leading with today. The Times, UK dumps billions in bid to meet aid targets. A lot of stories about aid in the papers. At the moment, Theresa May has given an update. This is breaking news, really. Brexit talks. Theresa May has given an update to the House of Commons on Brexit talks. There'll be details of that coming up with Sam Delaney, of course, after 4 o'clock. But the news is quite complicated. Oh, Rabbi Lionel Blue has died as well. He is from the Radio 4's Thought for the Day. I once spent an afternoon at his house with him. He was a lovely man. He will be missed. Rabbi Lionel Blue from Radio 4. But the news is complicated, isn't it, Cornelius? That's what I'm sort of getting at. Cornelius?
Sorry, I was still looking at what Dave was looking at.
Yeah.
yeah, I can't get my head around it.
I would give him the... So, we explain it in the medium, the complicated news. In Japanese poetry, 5 syllables, 7 syllables, 5 syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Tea towels in pubs are spontaneously combusting. That's so this year.
The news! Stop that now, it's a horrible noise. Stop.
Is that why they only put you to one show a week?
Yeah. that and other reasons. Right, it's because the students complained. Right, so it's it's time to give you £5,000.
No, it's not. Yes. No, turn the music. It's not. There's no money.
£5,000.
No, there's not. Stop turning the music up when I'm doing the disclaimer. There's not any money to be won in the next 15 minutes of programming.
It's the Mystery Voice Quiz. It's back, the Monday Mystery Quiz. Today it's Mystery Voice. All you have to do is identify the Mystery Voice. If you think you know who it is, then send us the name, because you could win £5,000.
No, you couldn't.
If you guess it correctly. And who couldn't do with £5,000 just the week before Christmas? What an excellent prize.
You can't win that prize
it would,
here.
It would be. And if no one gets it, we'll roll it over, and then it'll be £10,000.
There's no money to roll over.
So, let me give you a clue. Of course, it's a Christmas voice. But who or what? It's a Christmas character, that's right. It's quite difficult today, so listen very carefully. Get yourself a pen and a paper. Here comes today's mystery Christmas voice.
Ho, 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 ho! Merry Christmas!
Now that's got you thinking, hasn't it? Who on earth? What Christmas character? And you think about it, there are quite a lot of Christmas characters, aren't there, around from different Christmas films and Christmas archetypes and that kind of thing. Who could it possibly be? Let's have another listen to it, because it's quite tricky.
Ho, 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 ho! I think I know Merry it. Christmas!
Oh. I think I know it.
You're not allowed to guess.
Really?
No, you work here. If you think you know who it is, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And you could win £5,000 if you couldn't. Correctly identify.
No, you can't. That money isn't available.
That mystery voice, which sounds like this.
Ho, 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 ho! Merry Christmas!
A lot of guesses coming in already. This is from Neil. John, is it... I've been listening to that. I think I know it. Is it All Creatures Great and Small actress Christopher Timothy? Remember All Creatures Great and Small? They used to do Christmas specials. Didn't they? Siegfried Farnan. Tricky... Trixie Woo. Let's have another listen to it there.
Ho, 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 ho! Merry Christmas.
Gary Andrews has now had a guess on Twitter. Mystery voice, John. It's definitely the 77-year-old Bootle-born comedian Tom O'Connor, best known for game shows Gambit, Crosswits and Password. That's not a bad guess, Gary. I mean, let's have another listen to it. She might be right.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas.
No, I'm just getting word that it's not Tom O'Connor from... The Bootle-born comedian who's best known for game shows Gambit, Crosswits and Password. That's not him. So difficult. Cornelius has got some of your guesses as well.
Yes, Jeff on Twitter says, is it Julia Hartley Brewer?
No.
No, it's a Christmas voice, remember.
Yeah, and it's
not
happy,
a voice of Satan.
That's right. Nearly gave away a clue there, didn't you? What with the anagram. All right, so have you got another guess?
Yeah, this is from Mikey, who says, John... This is too easy. I basically got this one before you even played it. It's former Art Attack host Neil Buchanan.
Oh! No, it isn't. No,
really?
Hi, John. This is very easy today. Is it the Newsnight actress Kirsty Walk? No, it's not Kirsty Walk. Sorry, Lisa, it's not that. John, is it the occasional star of Channel 5's The Right Stuff, Lowry Turner, says Dean here on Twitter. No, it's not Dean, I'm really sorry, no. John, is it... I know this. Let me hear it again. Okay, yeah, you can hear it again.
Ho, 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 ho! Merry Christmas!
Thanks for playing that again, John. Is it the... I'm actually convinced of this, and I'm even online to my bank now, waiting for the £5,000 that is available.
No, it's not available. That's incorrect.
To come straight into my bank account, John, because I'm absolutely 100% sure that that voice, this voice...
Ho, 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 ho! Merry Christmas!
...is the Talk Radio travel lady, Gerina Adams. It's not her. It's not... Cornelius, you on the guest?
Yeah, this is from Harry. He says, well, John, this is a great tribute. For those who don't know, it's the late Zsa Gabor.
So listen to that.
Ho, 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 ho! Merry Christmas!
That's very close, actually, but it's not right. It's not. Well, look, we're going to roll this over. We're going to take some Christmas music for you, as we do during the mystery quiz, with today's Christmas eargasm. You know how talk radio is all about two opposing opinions having a row? That's kind of how it works. Well, that creates disharmony. But with the talk radio eargasm of a Monday afternoon, an occasional Monday afternoon, what we do is bring two songs that shouldn't go together. They should create disharmony, but no, they are mixed together in a harmonious fashion. So we bring you, while you're having a think about the mystery voice, Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You with My Chemical Romance and Black Parade. This is My Chemical Romance. All I Want for Christmas Is a Black Parade. I've just decided to call that right there. Mystery guesses still coming in. For today's Christmassy Mystery Voice Quiz. That'll give you some thinking time. You could win £5,000.
No, you can't.
Perhaps someone's already won £5,000.
No one has and no one will.
With the guesses that have been coming in this afternoon for the Mystery Voice Quiz, let's have a reminder of the voice itself.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas.
Now, the clue, familiar, doesn't it? It does sound familiar. Yeah. And the clue is you're looking for a Christmas archetype. You're looking for a Christmas character. And I know it's difficult, but that's why the prize money is so high. Because it is difficult.
No, it's not.
And nobody...
There's no prize money.
There's prize money of £5,000.
No, there's not.
Which could well be yours.
No, it can't.
If only you guess it correctly.
It doesn't matter.
And so, and here are some more guesses that are coming in. John. Is it the bloke the newsreader Victoria got off with at the office party? It's not... No, it isn't. No. Let's have another listen to it.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas.
No, he doesn't sound like he's been sick on, does he? He's not. That's not.
we have the disclaimer here, and that we don't know whether that's happened, or it definitely hasn't happened?
I didn't mean. I didn't say the Christmas party. I said the office party.
Mm-hmm. I missed the party because I was working somewhere else. What happened?
Nothing.
Anyway, no, Victoria, it wasn't. I don't really know why you entered that quiz. You're not even eligible to play. You're the newsreader.
No one's eligible to play this farcical quiz you've made.
It's Mystery Voice competition, £5,000 up for grabs.
No, it's not.
Cornelius, you got any guesses coming in?
Ryan Harrington on Twitter says, I could really do with that money. I owe a very nasty man a bucket of it. Mystery Voice is so cheery, it can only be Mo the Mobot Farah's wife.
Mo Farage?
Mo Farage.
You're right. No, it's not, I'm afraid, no. John, is it BJ from...
No! We went so many weeks!
The television series.
I think this is why we stopped doing this quiz. Yeah.
BJ and the Bear, is it? Let's just come in here from Lee. He says, is it BJ McKay and his best friend Bear? BJ McKay, of course, you remember the programme BJ and the Bear, yeah. Which was about a trucker. Called BJ, that was his name, and he had a chimpanzee that he travelled around with in his truck, didn't he? Yeah. And his name was Bear, but the funny thing about it was he wasn't a bear. I know, Dave.
It wasn't a bear.
He was a chimpanzee
called.
But he was
bear.
Called Bear, and that was the funny thing about it.
He wasn't a bear.
No,
he wasn't even a bear.
No, he wasn't. He was a chimpanzee and BJ, BJ and the bear. But no, it wasn't him. Anyway, we're going to have to roll the quiz over now because no one won.
His best friend
won the £5,000 that was available. So
no one. There isn't £5,000.
We'll roll it over to next week when you could win £10,000.
No, you can't. There's no money available.
Oh, you're right, because we're not
quiz.
On next week because it's Christmas week. So yeah. The week after, £20,000 up for grabs.
Stop doubling everything.
On the mystery quiz. No mystery as to who's in the room now because it's, hey. It's Sam Delaney.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Sam. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas, Sam.
Oh. Merry Christmas.
I'm all right, yeah.
Santa.
Yeah, good one. good. I'm good. Yeah. I'm doing a show about strikes.
Yes, there's been a lot of that.
Which I'm quite encouraged by. A lot of industrial action going on, which is good. Because if not, it's just like, you know, whatever. Just roll over, let them get on with all the nonsense. You got to have someone putting up a fight. And I tell you one thing, it's not going to be any of us, is it?
Absolutely
we
not.
Can't be bothered.
No.
So it's great to see the unions talking tough, going out on strike.
The Trotskyite unions.
Yeah,
I believe,
messing stuff point. Up, yeah. You know, annoying the papers, scaring all those Daily Mail readers who are sat at home in the provinces, twitching their neck curtains, worried about people kind of doing something that might stop them getting that new extension they've got their eyes on next year. I think it's very exciting. I think they perceive themselves as the unofficial opposition now because the Labour Party just don't. I mean, they just don't do anything.
Yeah.
If you ring the Labour Party up, as I'm sure your producers do every day to try and get an interview with a frontbencher.
Every single day.
Right? If you ring them up, right, and literally the offer is, most days, do you want to come on? Because the government have done an awful thing again, and what with you being the opposition, you might want to come on, put a spokesman up, to basically come and yeah, exactly, say they're rubbish. That's all you come and the government
point.
Are kicking. That's We're a national radio station. We actually have an audience now. It'd be quite good. They just go, no, I don't think. I mean, the other day, Corbyn's press person actually texted back something to me like, I don't think we'll be getting involved in this. And you go, getting in on what? Holding the government to account. You won't be getting... So what are you involved in? I mean, it's absolutely astonishing. So therefore, the unions... have thought, yeah, well, we'll just do it ourselves. So effectively, they're the only opposition left.
Yeah.
And I think it's quite exciting. So we're going to be talking about that. Also, there was a very big, on my award-winning television show, Sam Delaney's News Thing, there was a big row. Oh, look. What's he doing up there? Oh, they've got the channel on in this room.
Yeah. There was just a trail for your programme while you were talking.
While I was talking about it. And we had a big row because David Davies MP came on. He's the one,
he's the mad one who said that they
should, you know, check people's teeth. So I was having a little bit of a ding-dong with him about that. And then the comedian, Scott Capurro, he was still sat in the studio. He wasn't supposed to be involved. He was just supposed to be watching. And he kicked off and he shouted, racist! at David Davies. And David Davies,
are you sure he was shouting
was
at him?
Furious. was furious. And they had a proper ding-dong. And it was, well, the producer said, in 30 years of making television, that's the most awkward thing I've ever seen. Because then at the end, I'd planned to sing us out with Boney M's Mary's Boy Child.
Oh, nice.
And I had a spare microphone for David Davies MP. But because he'd been called a racist, he was quivering with rage. I know that sounds like cliche, but he literally was quivering. He was trembling with rage. So when I got up and sang Boney M's Mary Boy Child and handed him a microphone and thrust it under his mouth saying, come on, David Davies MP, join in, he went, I am not singing. So I had to sing the whole of Mary's Boy Child while he sat red-faced and furious beside me. But once you start, you can't stop. So I sang the whole thing through. Several people, including my own mum and wife, had said it was the worst thing they've ever seen on television. We'll be playing out the audio. Well,
of course you will.
We'll be playing out the audio and revisiting the debate and asking the question, what is racism? Yeah. What's racism?
The thing is, he hates Boney M, doesn't he?
Well, that transpired afterwards. See, you would have known that, Con, and that's why I've been saying for a while you should produce the show. No one knew that he had a particular stated hatred for the band Boney M, and had we known that, we would have chosen another song. There's loads of other Christmas songs.
Yeah. There it is. All right, well, there. Sam Delaney with you on Drive next. I'll see you tomorrow morning on Virgin from 6, Virgin Radio Breakfast, and back here tomorrow 1 till 4 in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Wakey, wakey, it's Christmas!
On Talk Radio.
Ding dong, merrily on high.
We'll get you talking.